be in that conversation for all-time great franchises.
1, 2, 3, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines report, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, a little late, but we are on the air. It's high school football on week one of the 2016 season as we come your way from John Wall Memorial Field here at Cedar Rapids Prairie in the College Community School District as we get ready to kick things off in Class 4A non-district play. Two Mississippi Valley Conference teams going at it as it will be the number 3 rated Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington, coming to John Wall to take on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Great to have you with us on this Friday evening. Scott Unash alongside John Haggerty. Dennis Knock on the sidelines with our sideline reports again tonight. And, of course, a big thanks to everybody at First Federal Credit Union for helping us out as a presenting sponsor of high school football here on KGYM. Couldn't do it without them. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, the entire staff as they celebrate their 90th year at First Federal Credit Union. It was a long but a very interesting sophomore game. Came down to the last play, and Cedar Rapids, Washington held off Cedar Rapids Prairie by a score of 24-20, which leads us to our varsity contest between teams that made the playoffs a year ago. John, Warriors were 10-2, the two losses to Cedar Rapids Kennedy last year. Other than that, they were undefeated. While Cedar Rapids Prairie fell in the first-round playoff game under Mark Bliss in their first year, the Hawks ended up at 4-6. And that's where we start off our broadcast here tonight at John Wall Memorial Field. Our condolences going out to Mark Bliss and his entire family. Over the weekend last week, Mark lost his father down in Oklahoma. He immediately drove down there, and he missed the entire week of school. He missed the entire week of practice. He turned everything over to his assistant coaches and his staff, and he said that's, and we'll hear from Mark coming up in a little bit. But he said that's what the staff is for. They did a great job, and they're ready to go.
This is going to be a difficult opener for Mark Bliss as he's going to coach with a heavy heart. But as is often the case in situations like this, Scott, I think Mark will be happy to just have some competition tonight, maybe get his mind off of things in the family-related areas right now.
Absolutely. Football may be the best tonic for this. And for his Prairie Hawks, you got to replace the All-Stater Jalen Rima. I don't know if you can replace a Jalen Rima, but it's the second year of the unique offense that Mark brings to the table. He said the kids have a better understanding of it. They're doing it better now. Can they execute it on a Friday night?
And this is such a fun offense that Mark Bliss brings to him with Prairie. I think that, we talked in the Saturday morning coaches show with him about how you could line up and see something that Bronco Nagurski ran years ago, or you could see the spread. You could see a single wing with a whizzer back, for goodness sake. What we do remember from last year in his inaugural season is that it's just a fun offense to watch. You might think you know what they're going to do as a defensive coordinator for the opposition, but you'd have no idea.
Yeah, and for Cedar Rapids, Washington, they lost a bevy of offensive performers. You just go down the line, the Isaiah Nimmers, the Johnny Dobbs, just up and down. The defense, though, it's a different story. They are stacked this year, led by maybe the best in the state in Orion Vance,
yes,
who's put on 30 pounds, and he's walking the halls at 6'3", 235 pounds. Of course, he's going to be playing for Matt Campbell in the Iowa State Cyclones next year.
And not to mention the fact that with all those returning starters on defense, Scott, they're bringing up two sophomores that are going to be starting on defense. So we know those guys have got to be good.
Quarterback Brian Cundy, we saw him a couple times,
yes,
in a fill-in role last year. For Drew Dostal, nothing wrong with Drew Dostal. He's back, but he's back to his wide receiver and defensive backfield spot.
Yes, this will not be anything new for Mr. Cundy, as he's going to step in here tonight and say, I've been waiting all year to come in here and have this be totally my quarterback role here. But, you know, that Drew Dostal, there is a gamer. This is a guy that's an impact player. He's a multiple sport athlete. And if the game's on the line, if I'm the coach, if I'm Paul James, I'm going to Drew Dostal.
Yeah, and I think they're going to go to him a little bit more this year because last year was a lot of running by Washington, and there are a few hints being thrown out there that they may throw the ball a little bit more this year. They've got two good receivers, the Warriors do, Drew Dostal, Nick Bjornson, and Rain Wyland in there as the tight end. So we'll see how, and a good offensive line.
Yeah, Paul James is very excited about this offensive line, but let's not forget that Washington is in the best of times right now. They just keep reloading with back-to-back quality sophomore classes who blend together. And when I asked this question of Paul James on our Saturday morning show, I said, are these the best of times? And he said, yeah, they really are, without even batting an eye.
Yeah, so Washington and Prairie getting ready to go at it here tonight from John Wall Memorial Field. We're going to talk with the two coaches. Up first, we're going to hear from Mark Bliss right now. And, of course, he missed the entire week being down in Oklahoma. We had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on tonight. All right. Back in Cedar Rapids, Prairie, getting ready for the opener between the Hawks and the Washington Warriors. Head coach Mark Bliss joining me here. And, Coach, openers are always, you get a few butterflies in your stomach going, I would imagine, even after all these years.
Oh, absolutely. This is year 28 for me, and no matter what, you still get those little butterflies going, which is a good thing. You know, it just means you're still alive and kicking and looking forward to the first competition of the year. And our kids have worked hard all summer and stuff, so I'm looking to start, just sort of see what they do tonight. And you know, we had a good scrimmage last week against Urbandale, and just I'm just curious to see how well we respond tonight and see what happens.
Well, a challenging week. We all send our condolences to your family, but that's why you got assistant coaches to step in and take over and get things done, right?
They did. Like I said, I lost my father on last Sunday and stuff, and had to go back to Oklahoma and take care of a lot of the funeral arrangements and the burial and all the stuff that you have to do with your parents being buried. And my assistant coaches took care of everything this week, and I'm very proud of their efforts and they kept me abreast of what was going on daily, and I think we feel pretty good about everything, so we look forward to the opportunity.
And maybe to make it even more challenging, it's the first week. You got the scrimmage under your belts, but it's the first time really that the bullets are flying.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the scrimmage was a good test for us last week against Urbandale, and like I said, it gives us an opportunity to sort of see if we can carry over what we did last week against them and see if we can't compete a little better tonight and have fun against Wash.
Well, second year, and you mentioned to us a couple Saturdays ago, terminology is kicking in for the kids. Things are coming a little bit easier, and I would imagine that was the case as you prepared for the opening game.
Oh, absolutely. Now, like I said, our kids all summer long, I was just amazed at how much they'd retained from the previous year, and so it's a good thing. Like I said, I know transition-wise, we were able to hit the ground running, do a lot more things quicker than we were this time last year, and so, like I said, it's been a good transition for year two, and we look forward to seeing what happens.
Well, new quarterback debuting tonight, and good athlete, good guy to have out there. What about Dakota?
Dakota, like I said, he's a young man that is a sophomore. The year before I came here, had to play three varsity games because of injuries. So it's not like he hadn't been used to playing varsity competition. Last year he played a little bit for us, a little bit last year behind Tyler, and so now it's his turn. So we've given him the keys, and it's his turn to start it up and get things rolling and see if we can't make something happen.
Well, a chance to see these teams second time around, and obviously Washington's got a lot of talent. What about the Warriors tonight?
You know, it's like every year they just seem to reload with the talent that they've got, and then you see things, based on the media and stuff and what they got coming back. I know they got a very seasoned linebacker from last year's team, and so I know they've got a lot of nucleus kids back, and I know they lost a good senior class last year, but they also had a very solid junior class. So I know and anticipate them to be very competitive tonight. And as usual, like I said, they're Wash High School and their tradition is intact and they do some great things. And so it'll be a great challenge for us.
What do you have to do well tonight? What do you want to see Prairie do well tonight?
Well, the biggest thing last year when it was a 7-point ball game for about three quarters until we just basically fell apart. We had six turnovers last year, four of them, we recovered two. And then they obviously were able to capitalize on four of them, and two of them were touchdowns, one on a fumble return and one on a pick six. So our biggest thing is just not to make mistakes and just kill ourselves, because we'd have drives going and we'd just kill drives with just foolish mistakes or turnovers. So that's crucial and that's key tonight. Obviously, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball and just be sound and execute.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Hawks tonight.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
John Wall Field, we get ready for Prairie and Washington here on opening night of the 2016 season. Head coach Paul James of the Washington Warriors joining me. And Coach, another season opener is on the horizon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night for a football game. The weather is really conducive in terms of the temperature. You know, sometimes this first game can be extremely humid or in the 80s or whatever, so this is really good for us. Hopefully we don't see any cramps tonight.
Well, how about preparation, the week of practice, getting ready for this opener on the road?
Yeah, I thought we had a pretty good week. It's a challenge for Prairie, preparing for Prairie with Coach Bliss and some of the things that he brings, you know, X's and O's wise. It makes it challenging to prepare, especially when you're not exactly sure what they're going to run. You know, it's based on what you saw last year and what he's done in the past. So, you know, they could be changing. You got to be flexible. And so, you know, you do the best you can, and, you know, without really knowing much about them.
Well, you're going to see a new quarterback for yourselves, a new old quarterback, as Brian Cundy got some varsity experience last year, which I'm sure helped him.
Yeah, we're looking for good things out of Brian. And, you know, he hopefully will be connecting very well tonight. He throws the ball well, and so you know, that's going to be probably more part of our game this year, and we'll just kind of see how things go.
Running game, of course, thunder and lightning the last few years, and maybe a little bit more of a running back by committee this year, or are we going to see a lot of Malcolm?
Well, yeah, Malcolm's going to be the starter in there. James Ball give us some carries. Haven Henningsen is out this week, so we won't be seeing him, but normally he would be a guy that we'd count on a lot to carry the ball. So, you know, we've got a couple fullbacks in Ben Nassif and Orion Vance, so, you know, hopefully we can spread it around a little bit.
And a pretty good offensive line. I know you like those guys up front.
Yeah, three of them are returning starters, and the other two have fit in nicely. They're an intelligent group, and so I think hopefully our assignments are, you know, they've got them down and know what to expect, and even are ready for the unexpected. So hopefully, big thing is for them in this first game, invariably, is whether or not they come off the ball, number one, and whether or not they stay on their blocks. You know, if we can do that, you know, we should be able to pass and catch and run the ball a little bit.
Well, the first week is never going to be perfect, the first game, but what would you like to see the Warriors do well tonight?
Oh, just execute their assignments, play to the whistle. That's the big thing, you know, and whether it's offense or defense. And, you know, I'm expecting excellent things out of our defense. We've got four or five returning starters and, you know, a good scheme, and Coach Blue does a great job with them. So, you know, Orion Vance is just, he's a terror out there, you know. So I hope people get to see some of the things that he's capable of doing today.
Head coach Paul James talking with him a little bit earlier on as the Cedar Rapids Prairie marching band out there below us playing their pregame. We'll get the national anthem coming up in just a couple of moments. One thing I take away from Paul James, John, Orion Vance is just a terror. And that's pretty high praise.
Scott, he's been a terror the last 2 years. I can't imagine what's going to be unleashed on Prairie tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we will honor America here at John Wall Memorial Field with the playing of our national anthem. as the Prairie Marching Band down below. Also, troops of Boy Scouts out there, and then also American Legion Post out there as well. So, our national anthem. The Prairie Marching Band under the direction of Craig Ani, who does a tremendous job out here. And they are a fun bunch to look at, and they play our national anthem here. We'll go down to Dennis coming up here in just a little bit. But this series, seven of the last eight, John, have been won by the Washington Warriors, including a year ago, 39-14. Mark Bliss talked about the fact that was a seven-point game late, and I believe we were there last year.
Yes, we were.
At Kingston Stadium, and then Wash just put the pedal to the metal at the end and pull away.
Yeah, as only Wash can do. They've got such a quick strike offense all the time that you've got to make sure every play can go the distance, so you got to make sure you take care of business and play sound defense.
So we'll see how it goes here in 2016, as the last Prairie win was 2012 when the Hawks won 44-6. Before that, got to go back to 2005, the Craig Jelinek era here, when Prairie put up 61 points against Washington, winning 61-21 in that one. We'll try to keep you updated on scores throughout the night as well here at John Wall Memorial Field. And don't forget, after the game, maybe until 11, maybe until 11:15, depending on the length of our game, we will have all the scores from around the area and around the state with the KGYM Scoreboard Show. Brand new debut tonight with Jeff Downing and a cast of thousands. And we'll have some reports from Jeff Pleasant Valley. We'll talk with the winning coach of the Solon Mount Vernon game tonight as well, and have some reports. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on. The officials making their way out here. They're from the Iowa City area. Dan Bontrager is the head official for this one here tonight. The coin toss will be coming up. We'll go downstairs and toss it down to Dennis Canuck, who joins us on the Prairie sideline down below. DK, a beautiful night for football. You're 2-for-2 coming back.
Yes, indeed, guys. It is another beautiful night out here at John Wall Memorial Stadium, and a great crowd on hand. Should be a lot of great action tonight between Washington and Prairie. As you stated, Scott, the weather couldn't be better. Right now, wind out of the east at about 10 miles an hour. Temperatures have cooled down to about 68 degrees. You heard Paul James in his pregame talk discuss hopefully no cramping. That may not be as big of an issue as what we saw last night. Last night, a little warmer night out of Kingston. We saw as the game developed into the fourth quarter, some players go down with some cramping. Hopefully that will be eliminated tonight with a little bit cooler temperatures. But perfect conditions to watch or play football tonight, and that's what I will be doing down here, is watching and be patrolling the sidelines. We'll talk to both head coaches at halftime, get their thoughts on the progress of the game. We'll interview winning coaches and players at the conclusion of the ball game. Throughout the night, I'll be walking both the Prairie sidelines and the Washington Warriors sidelines and keeping things updated throughout the evening with any events down here on the field. So, guys, anticipating a great ball game, great contest between these, well, I guess they call them now former Mississippi Valley Conference opponents, but this is going to be a great ball game as the Washington Warriors come out onto the field now. We'll throw it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you. We still call them Mississippi Valley Conference competitors, even though we are in the era of district football. Wash coming out of the south end here at John Wall with their white jerseys with the red numbers, the red and blue trim, and the red pants with the red helmets. And bear with us tonight, folks, as the Prairie Hawks make their way out onto the field turf. Prairie's gone with their grays tonight. They were gray jerseys with the orange numbers and the black helmets with the Prairie Hawk logo out there. And they are tough to read.
Orange numbers on gray jerseys just do not translate well to my old pair of eyes, Scott. I'm glad that you're the one that's going to be calling it before I will, because my eyes don't do well with gray and orange numbers.
We will do our best. We will do our best. High school football here on 1600 AM. The historic main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Great to have you with us tonight as we get to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Our football coverage presented by First Federal Credit Union. The captains meeting at the 50-yard line for both Prairie and Washington. And they will find out who will get the ball first coming up in our contest this evening. I like this better. I like when you have the actual coin toss here ahead of the game.
That's right. Last night they did kind of a preempted coin toss over on the sideline well before the game ever started, even before the national anthem was played. So, yeah, this is much more traditional tonight.
I like it. I like it. Cedar Rapids Prairie is going to get the ball first. And the Prairie offense is going to look like this. Dakota Simonson, now, as Coach Bliss said, he stepped in a couple years ago and took a couple games at quarterback. 6 foot, 180 pounds, and a senior. Did not throw a pass, though, in 2015. The spinning back, if you will, Hunter Ely, 5'10", 180 and a senior. Zach Gansky will be in the backfield, 6'1", 185 and a senior. The wing back is Joe Meyer at 5'10", 170 and a senior. The split end, Preston LaGrange, 6'4", 195 and a senior. Starting tight end is going to be Stuart Boston, a big target, 6'3", 200 pounds and a senior. Up front, the speed tackle is Chance Halfhill, 5'11", 240, and a senior. The speed guard, Mitch Nisley, 6'2", 245, and a senior. Calvin Heenick at center, 6'2", 235, and a senior. Cameron LaGrange at quick guard at 5'11", 190, and the quick tackle is Evan Lynn, 6'5", 320, and a senior. Your starting lineup offensively for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And going back deep is going to be Joe Meyer to return the opening kickoff for the Prairie Hawks, as we are just about ready to get this one underway tonight. From Cedar Rapids Prairie, Andrew Hammer, the junior kicker, new kicker for the Warriors out there. He's a pretty big kicker.
He is, number 99, and we were watching him in the pregame warmups, and his last name is indicative of the strength that his leg possesses.
One of the rare nights, John, that it is not really windy at John Wall Field. Usually the wind plays a big factor out here.
Well, that's true. The college community campus just seems to be a wind magnet. Even on a still night, the wind can be whipping through here, but this is a gorgeous night in regard to that.
Preston LaGrange also back deep for the Prairie Hawks. Just about set to get her underway here on this Friday night. Sit back and enjoy this one here on KGYM as the Warriors will kick off. They'll defend the south goal. They'll kick from right to left as the Friday night season of 2016, week one is about to get underway. Here's the approach and the boot. High, deep, and it's going to go into, well, the 1 yard line, they're going to say. Bringing it out is Meyer, gets hit at the 13, push back. They'll give it progress to about the 13 yard line, and that's where Prairie will put it into play. Eric Eckhart, 5'10, 160 pound senior on the stop for the Washington special teams. Warriors defensively, 3-5-3, like we saw with Kennedy last night. Rain Weiland, he is a good one at defensive end, 6'4", 210, and a senior. Parks McBride, a 6'2", 205-pound junior at the other end. And Billy Faulkner, 6'5", 240, and a senior at the nose for Cedar Rapids, Washington. First to 10, 13-yard line. Simonson, the quarterback. And now Prairie's going to shift everybody from the left side to the right side of the line. Long count, still a lot of time. Keeper by Simonson, wrapped up. Orion Vance, and pushes him back. All the way back to the 5. They'll say progress was stopped at the 11. It's still going to be a loss of about 2.
Vance was in that backfield, Scott, I think before the ball was snapped, and he was joined there by Rain Weiland. That was impressive.
So a loss of 2. And it will be Gansky lining up to the right hip of Simonson. Meyer coming in motion. Direct snap. And this goes to Gansky right up the middle. Gets to the 15-yard line. Still pushing ahead and gets to about the 17-yard line. Just ran it right up the gut behind Henick at center. And coming up with a stop for Washington was Seth Semra. He's going to step in at middle linebacker for Matt Ackerman, who was terrific last year.
One of the things that's very difficult defensively when you're looking at this offense for Prairie is that your normal keys aren't there to read, Scott, and that's making it difficult.
Third down, six. Tight end right side, and now they will bunch the formation up. Simonson, the quarterback, gets an inside hand off to Meyer up the middle, bounces off the pile, and he's got a first down. Second effort took him out to the 25-yard line. And that will move the sticks and a Prairie first down.
Nice little counter play off of that single wing look. And when you've got bodies shifting all over just before the snap, it's very, very difficult to get a read on this defensively. But Wash doing a pretty good job right now. They're staying within themselves and not getting kind of all wide-eyed.
Meyer will line up, slot to the right side. He'll start in motion to left, direct snap right up the middle, breaking one tackle and getting ahead to about the 28-yard line. That time, again, was Gansky. Faulkner on the stop. It's going to be a gain, well, we'll call it about three. Two carries, 10 yards for Zach Gansky. Washington, the two hybrid linebackers, Travis Metzger, sophomore, 5'10", 185. His dad, of course, the former Washington basketball coach, Brad Metzger. Connor Malcolm, the starting tailback, will be the Rover, 5'10", 175, and a senior, and good linebackers we'll tell you about in a moment. Empty backfield. Gansky coming in motion. He'll get the snap. It's a double pass, and they're going to get it out the sideline. 40, Simonson into Washington territory and shoved out of bounds. As he takes it down, Drew Dostal put him out at the Warrior 44-yard line.
And this is the Mark Bliss offensive guru genius that he brings to football. A double handoff and then a throwback to the quarterback. How do you, as a defensive coordinator, draw something like that up and defend it soundly, Scott? I don't think there's a way to do it.
Gain of 28 that time on the pass from Gansky to Simonson. First down, Prairie. And they're at the Warrior 44-yard line. Direct snap, handoff, Gansky off the right side, and gets about three or four, pushes Parks McBride up to about the 40-yard line. The linebackers, the strong side linebacker, Ben Nassa, 5'10", 185, and a senior. Seth Semra will step in at middle linebacker, 5'9", 195, and then the All-Stater Orion Vance, headed to Iowa State, 6'3", 235, and a senior. Three-year starter at the weak side. Second down. We'll call it six from the Warrior 40-yard line. Initial drive of the game off the fake of the jet sweep. Simonson to throw deep into double coverage. It's caught at the 10 and a touchdown. Levi Usher gets behind the Warrior secondary and pulls it in for the Hawk touchdown.
Beautiful pass by Simonson on an angle route into the corner of the end zone. Had his man beat, and that ball was thrown exactly where it should have been to catch it in stride and then just waltz into the end zone.
And how about that for a first drive of the year?
I'm telling you, this offense, and you're going to see this for Washington as well, Warrior fans, so hold on, because it's your turn next. But this is going to be roller skates out here on this turf tonight, as these offenses are both just going to put on a show. I'm telling you right now.
Left-footed kicker coming out, Colette, for the extra point. It's on its way, and it is good. So just over 3 minutes, and Prairie is on the board, John, and they lead it 7-0. Interestingly enough, I had a chance to talk to Washington's Mo Blue, their defensive coordinator, before the game. He said he would have done anything, to have this as the second, third, or fourth game in the non-district. He didn't want it.
Yeah, I agree.
As the district or the non-district opener.
Yeah, and having been a former defensive coordinator, I still shudder when I think about the prospect of having to put a defense out there to defend this. Mark Bliss just understands it. And for goodness sake, let's go back to Gus Malzahn wrote a book about offense. It's a national bestseller, and you know who the big contributing author was for that book?
Mark Bliss.
That'd be Mark Bliss, for goodness sake, folks. So when we talk about the fact that both teams are going to have offenses on display tonight, just hold on tight because they're going to be running up and down the field, and you may need more than a calculator to score this up when it's done.
Halftime score already over at Saints Field, and Xavier with a 14-12 halftime lead over Regina in the third go-around between those two terrific programs over the years. 7-0 here, Prairie. They score quickly, and the Hawks will get ready to kick it off. And Washington will send back deep. Twin safeties, it'll be Drew Dostal on the far side, and Cade Saylor, a junior with a bunch of speed, he'll come to the near side. As Prairie with a big, big couple of plays. One on the double handoff pass to the quarterback, and the second just a deep bomb, and they beat the Warrior secondary.
Yeah, Wash's defense did a nice job of stopping the basic running plays, but it was the two big pass plays that they had the difficulty with.
Kicking off, Joel Collette, 5'10", 155-pound senior. And he is a left-footed specialist. Mark Bliss, when we were talking with him on a coach's corner for the football preview, said, he's a good kicker, it just doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right seeing a left-footed kicker.
Here we go, Collette with a kick, a very high kick, and it will come down at the 5. Muffed, picked back up by Saylor, up the middle to the 10-15, tripped up short of the 20. Gets about to the 18-yard line, and that's where Washington's offense will go to work. And the Warriors will have it first and 10 at the 18-yard line with Brian Cundy at quarterback, the 5'11", 195-pound junior. Connor Malcolm will be the starting tailback. Haven Henningsen is out for tonight. Malcolm, a 5'10", 175-pound senior. Ben Nassif, the 5'10", 185-pound senior fullback. Warriors lining up in their traditional I formation. Receivers left and right. And the handoff to the second back through, breaking one tackle. This is Malcolm, backs his way across the 25 and out to maybe the 28-yard line, almost the 29. It'll be a gain of 9 and second down and short coming up. Warriors will have three backs we're going to see tonight. Going to see James Baugh as well, 6 foot, 180-pound junior. Two receivers, Nick Bjornson to the near side, 160-pound senior, and Drew Dostal out to the far right side. Same formation, tight end to the right. They'll run it that way on second down and short. Malcolm spins across the 30. He's got a first down. And he'll go for about 5 out to the 34-yard line. And the Warriors will move the sticks for the first time in a Washington first down.
Simple ISO running play there. Run out of the pro set with a fullback and a tailback behind the quarterback. This is vintage Paul James offense going to come out. They're just going to test and probe and see where you can maybe find some weaknesses.
Prairie on top, 7-0, just underway, 8:21 remaining here in the first quarter. Hawks showing blitz from Jim Dostal, still showing blitz. And now we've got our first penalty flag of the night, and I think Cundy might have drew Prairie off.
Well, the defensive linebacking core there for Prairie was sniffing up in to both sides of the A-gap, and I think in an attempt to get a jump on the snap, one of them just crossed that neutral zone.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty. Warriors with Rain Weiland, the starting tight end, 6'4", 210 senior. And we'll give you the front five coming up in a moment. Against the four-man front, first down and 5. Tight end right off the long count. Cundy off play action. Rolling to the right side. Has time, throws on the run, and is through the hands of his receiver, incomplete. Tried to get it to Nassif, coming out of the backfield. And it will be second down and 5. Terrific offensive line for the Warriors. Andrew Todd, 6'4", 270, junior. Started a year ago as a sophomore. Peter Grubel moves from center to left guard. He's a 240-pound senior. Jared Sherman, son of Frank Sherman, assistant coach for the Warriors. 5'11", 215. He's the junior center. Three-year starter Gary Ault at right guard, 6'4", 290, and a senior. And the junior Nolan Potter at right tackle. He started a year ago. He's a junior. Hand off to the deep back and upended as he crosses to about the 40-yard line that time was Malcolm. They may give him the 41. It's going to be third down and a long three.
More vintage Paul James running attack here, as that's counter Trey with the right side guard and tackle pulling and leading out to the left side.
Third down, a little more than three. 7.5 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Prairie. Ball middle of the field. Kundi, short drop. Back to throw. Going to throw deep right sideline. Leaping catch made. Dostal at the 20-yard line and out of bounds at the Prairie 8. Call it the 9, maybe the 10-yard line. First down coming up for the Warriors.
Solid coverage by the secondary for Prairie, but that's the X factor. Drew Dostal, this guy, if it's a one-on-one fight where you're going up for a ball that's thrown downfield, Drew Dostal is going to fight it away from you every time, and that's what he did. And he got a few more yards off after the reception before he was pushed out of bounds.
46-yard pickup. They'll mark him out at the 13, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Washington Warriors. Strong side of the field to the left. Long count. Play clock down to 8. Inside handoff on the trap to Nassif. Not much. Maybe about 2-3 out to about the 10-yard line. And the Prairie defense up front for the Hawks. They will go with Calvin Henick, Mitch Nisley, and Chance Halfhill. Jaden Goose is going to play all over this year, John.
Yes, he is.
He's the returner, 6'2", 220 pounds, a junior, started as a sophomore a year ago. Even bigger this year. Two good linebackers going at it tonight. On second down, Kundi to pass, rolling to the left side. Has time. Now guns it for the left side of the end zone. Caught, Dostal, touchdown. Right at the pylon as he got by Marty Borseth, and the Warriors are on the board.
Brian Kundi did a great job on that play-action rollout to his left of making the defenders from Prairie decide, are we going to have to go up and meet him because he's going to run this ball, or are we going to wait and see if he passes it? And he faked them out twice before he delivered the strike to who else? Drew Dostal, right in the corner of the end zone.
So it'll be extra point coming up by the Warriors. Andrew Hammer, right-footed kicker, it's on the way, and it is good. 6:42 to play here in the opening quarter. Each team has scored on their first possession of the year. It's Washington 7, Prairie 7. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back to John Wall Memorial Field right after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Look, everyone knows breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But what you don't know is that Burger King is taking breakfast to the next level with the 2 for $6 croissant sandwich meal deal. Get 2 croissant sandwiches with sizzling sausage or crispy bacon, 2 small hash browns and coffees for $6. Yeah, 2 croissant sandwiches, 2 small hash browns, 2 coffees, $6. So call it breakfast or brekkie. Just grab a friend and get in for the 2 for $6 croissant sandwich meal deal now. Only at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Kanak, 7-7. Both teams scoring on their first possessions. Told you about the halftime score. Xavier on top of Regina, 14-12. Also at halftime, out of Kingston, Pleasant Valley leading Jefferson, 17-0 at halftime.
I think that's going to be a pretty good Pleasant Valley team this year, folks, in case you're wondering if Jefferson's not that tough. I just think Pleasant Valley is going to be a formidable foe this year in the eastern half of the state.
I would agree. 7-7 here after the Hammer extra point, and Hammer will get ready to kick it away. LaGrange will drop back along with Joe Meyer for the Prairie Hawks.
Well, we knew this was going to be a show of offenses on both sides tonight, and if what we've seen so far in this game is any indication, that scoreboard here at John Wall Memorial Field is going to look more like a slot machine running.
7-7 game. And it'll be Hammer to kick it away. He'll go from right to left. Big crowd on hand. Prairie side, I think, completely full. And you can say the same for the Wash side. People lined up at the fences as well here for this Metro affair. Line drive kick, and it's going to go into the end zone this time, says Mr. Bontrager, and Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. And the Hawks will have to transverse 80 yards for this one. Warriors scored in just 2 minutes, 17 seconds. Prairie scored in 3 minutes and 1 tick.
Big plays. going to rule this evening, I'm afraid. And we talked to Mark. Well, you talked with Mark Bliss in the opening remarks of the game, and he really wants his team to just play with no mistakes. So far, both teams done a great job in that respect.
Prairie looking at those wristbands. They all have them. It'll be Simonson, the quarterback, with Gansky next to him on his right hip. One receiver out to the right side. High snap goes through the hands of Gansky. Caught in midair by Simonson, but he's going to go down for the big loss back to about the 15-yard line. Went right through Gansky. Nassif was there along with Faulkner for the stop for Washington. But that play really never had a chance. And it'll be second down and 15 coming up. Ian Thomas is in there. Warriors got so many good linebackers, they can bring Ian Thomas, their second-leading tackler from last year, off the bench.
Yes, they can. Their rotation system is very important for them, too, though, so it's a good thing that that depth is there.
5'9", 195-pounder. Play clock down to six. One back in the backfield. Simonson on the inside counter handoff. This is Meyer trying to get to the corner. Turns it up the hash mark at the 20 and ripped down as it gets to about the 23-yard line. And Meyer finally brought down in there by Ty Johnson. Last year, John, the Warriors had two of the best corners you're going to find. I mean, you had Nimmers Island last year. Nobody threw against Isaiah. And this year, two newbies back there. Mo Blue called them puppies. But
who's patrolling center field? That'd be Drew Dostal, so they're in good shape.
Sophomore and a junior back there starting at the corners for Washington. Third down, long six. Meyer coming in motion off the fake. Up the middle, leaping the pile to 25, and upended across the 30 to the 31 is Simonson. Or make it Gansky. He's got a first down.
Yeah, Gansky took the direct snap there. This is where that kind of a single-wing philosophy that you see quite often in their schemes for Prairie really is tough to get your keys on this stuff. And if they react as quickly as they have been this last couple of plays, very, very difficult for Washington to read their keys.
Levi Usher coming in as Gansky will step out. Also, Jaden Goose is going to come into the offense for the first time tonight. Didn't see much on the offensive side for Jaden last year, but he's going to be in there a lot more. This is the full house package. Two blocking backs for Prairie. Down to five on the play clock. Calling signals, taking it himself. Here's Meyer, gets to the outside, turns it up 35. He's to the 40-yard line. Spins away from a tackler, 45, and ahead close to midfield. Going to be a first down pickup of about 18 to the 49-yard line.
Just a direct snap and then a sweep off to the wide side of the field. But I want you to imagine, if you're not here at the game watching tonight, that you've got three fullbacks lined up side by side in front of you to lead the sweep out there. I mean, that's just tough to block.
First down, Hawks. Again, three blocking backs in front. Direct snap, bobbled again. It's loose in the carpet, and Warriors have it at the 43-yard line. Bobbled snap again, and coming up with it for the Warriors was Travis Metzger. And he comes up with the first turnover of the night.
Snap coming back right now is very, very hard. It's a line drive. It's very quick. It's tough for the quarterback or whoever the direct snap is going to get it. It's bouncing off of their hands. And on that particular case, there was no way once it hit the ground that the ball carrier was going to be able to pick it back up, as there were three or four white jerseys with wash on red on it. They're right there to pick that up.
So the first turnover of the night, and a big one, goes to Washington. 4:21 to play first quarter. 7-7 game. Cundy short drop, throws the quick out. It's caught at the 40-yard line, up to the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. And coming up with the catch was Keon Smith-Allen, a backup wide receiver. And he's going to go for about nine up to the Prairie 34. Nothing fancy here for Brian Cundy, but very accurate so far. Second down and one out of the shotgun. He muffs the snap. Back to pick it up, and down he goes. Going to be sacked back at the 42-yard line. And he had no chance after that ball went through his hands. And Jaden Goose was right there, I believe, 44.
Yep. Both sides having trouble getting the snap from that shotgun look. And sometimes it's a matter of you're taking your eye off of it because you're looking downfield a little too early, and I think that might have been the case on that one.
Third down, 9. Washington at the Prairie 43. 7-7 game here in the first quarter. Trips to the left side, one receiver to the right. Spread formation, Cundy back to throw. Down he goes. Wrapped up and pulled down at the 47-yard line. Second straight sack. And that time,
Cal Henick, I believe.
Yep, Henick got in there and 2-point takedown.
You can bet that if there's a sack defensively for Prairie that you're going to hear a name like Henick, LaGrange, or Witters involved in that.
No Witters this year, though.
I think there's a Witters in the lineup, although he may not be on the field.
Drew Dostal in there to punt it away for Washington. As there is a Witters, you're right. Hopefully see him later on. Dostal's going to throw on fourth down. Going to throw deep right sideline, and it's going to be bobbled and incomplete. Warriors with a little trickeration right there as they throw it downfield and trying to bring it in down there for Washington at about the 10-yard line again with Smith Allen.
Well, keep in mind that Dostal is the backup quarterback and has had quarterback duties through the last couple of years. And when he lines up back there to punt, his relationship to the line of scrimmage is very tight. And so if he's going to get off a punt, it's going to have to be very, very quick. But with this field position, that really wasn't a huge gamble on Paul James' part.
So Prairie will get it right back at the 46-yard line. They're on 46. High school football being presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Ball right in the middle of the field. Simonson will send Meyer in motion. Direct snap. Here comes Gansky up the middle, dancing across the 50, getting pinballed around, and he's got a first down. Metzger finally bringing him down, but not until he gets to the Washington 43-yard line.
Nice, quick-hitting running play there, just straight ahead, kind of an old-fashioned dive sort of a play. And if you hit that crease, it's so quick that you're past the linebackers before they know it.
Gain of 11, first down. Simonson, inside handoff. Here comes Meyer, hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. McBride was there. And also there for the Warriors, Faulkner, Nassif, and Seth Semrau. And it'll be second down coming up for the Hawks. Give him progress back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. As the big tight end, Boston, coming out, Levi Usher back into the game. Terrific athlete for Prairie. Starter on the state championship baseball team that Prairie had this summer as a sophomore. Second down, little less than 10. Meyer coming in motion, direct snap again. Gansky right up the right hash, crosses the 40 and puts the nose ahead to the 39-yard line. Semrau there again along with Nassif.
Gansky's a big, tall, strong runner. He's got that great fullback body lean, but he's very athletic as well.
6'1", 195 is Zach Gansky. Prairie so far, 2 out of 3 on third down tries. Meyer coming in motion right to left. He'll get it on the jet sweep and chase down. Still on his feet for a moment, but now goes down. Going to be a big loss as the Warriors penetrated that time. Going to be a loss of 5 all the way back to the 44-yard line.
It's about the same situation that Wash just faced. Do you punt? Do you do a little trickeration here? I think the Prairie Hawks are probably going to punt this away, though.
Could be the final play of the first quarter here. We're down to 23 seconds in a 7-7 game. As the Hawks look like they will punt it away. As Warriors will send Drew Dostal back to about the 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage will be the 44 for the Hawks, and we've got a penalty flag flying. Several of them, as a matter of fact. And we'll see what this is about. It'll be a procedure call against the Hawks. Only their second penalty of the night for a total of 10 yards.
Not very often you see a procedure call against a punt team, Scott.
Yeah, we used to see it a lot with the old motion in the day. Trying to find the punter for Prairie. But we'll get that to you. Now they'll back it up five. It'll be right at the midfield stripe. Dostal back at about his 15. High snap. Rush coming. Just got it away. A very high kick. Fair catch called for and made. Dostal at the 22-yard line. So about a 28-yard punt that time. And we're down. That's it, as a matter of fact. The clock ticks away, and we're at the end of the first quarter. So after one, Cedar Rapids, Washington, the third-rated Warriors, and the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie tied at 7. We will take a 60-second break, come back with quarter number 2 after this here on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Welcome back to John Wall Memorial Field. We get ready to start quarter number 2. And Prairie just punting the ball over to Washington in the 7-7 game. After this play, Dennis, will go down to you. Just want to know if it's a little dewy down there, because we've seen a lot of snaps go through hands, etc. Warriors will have it for the third time as we start quarter number 2 here. Scored on their first possession. This time they'll start things off at the 23-yard line on the far hash mark left side. Dostal and Bjornsson out to the near side for Washington. Well, you talked about Witters. How many Bjornssons have been through the Warrior program? I formation. And on the delayed handoff, Connor Malcolm on the counter going left side. Across the 25 and out to about the 27-yard line. All right, Dennis, we'll go down to you. We've seen a lot of snaps go through folks' hands so far. Is it a little dewy down there tonight?
No, actually, Scott, the field conditions are perfect down here. There's no moisture on the field on this beautiful field turf out here at John Wall Field. I think it's just a case of maybe some early quarter jitters, first game of the season jitters, and getting a little ahead of themselves is what it appears from the observations on the sidelines. Back to you.
Quick out caught by Bjornsson. He's going to be close to a first down as he takes it near sideline. Lost a helmet. Now we got a little some pleasantries being exchanged here.
A little pushing and shoving over here on the Prairie sideline as Bjornsson's helmet came off on the tackle as he went out of bounds, and so he's going to have to come out for a play. But then some pushing and shoving, of course, and that's just football, Scott.
That's okay.
I don't think the officials thought there was any harm or any malintent there, so they wisely just letting the play continue.
Gain of 8. That'll be a Warrior first down. So far, Brian Cundy, 4 out of 5 and a touchdown and 73 yards. Sends two receivers up to the top to the left side. Orion Vance is in there as the fullback, and he's going to get it for the first time. And he runs over people. 40, breaking tackles, 45, 50. And the big linebacker down to the Prairie 39-yard line.
He's been waiting all summer for that trap call.
26 yards for Orion Vance. He wants to carry the ball.
Well, he has put on some good weight from last year. You look at his thighs and his lower legs and his hips, and you're not going to go to wrap up and tackle his legs by yourself. You're going to have some help to bring him down.
First and 10 after the run of 26 by the future Cyclone. Ball right hash mark, it's 39. Cundy back to throw, a deep drop. Going to throw deep right sideline, going for Dostal off his hands, incomplete. He had a step.
And the ball was thrown perfectly, and Dostal catches that for the touchdown 9 times out of 10, and he's hitting himself on his helmet and looking back right now at Cundy and saying, my bad.
Absolutely. Dennis, we can go down to you real quick. You were right there on that one. What did you see?
Yeah, you guys called it perfectly. That was a beautifully thrown football, and Dostal just, he got his hands on it, just it wasn't able to bring it in. And you're right, John, he was blaming himself for that one because it was a perfectly thrown ball back upstairs.
All right, Dennis Sank, second down and 10. Out of the eye, off the fake, Cundy boots to the left side, throws on the run, out of the backfield, Vance, 30, up the numbers to the 20-yard line, cuts back to the right, spins across the 15, still on his feet, inside the 10, and down to the 9-yard line. Open field for Ryan Vance is good for Washington.
Beautiful fake to Vance first, and then on the play action, he just went out into the short flat area there, caught the ball without any coverage around him, and then when the first and second guys came up to try and tackle him, I'm telling you, no one guy in open field is going to tackle him. It's going to take a couple of people.
First down and goal, Washington trying to break the tie here. 10:20 to play here in the first half. On the counter delay, Connor Malcolm hits the right side. Penalty flag flies in late.
This is going to be our first holding of the year, Scott.
Didn't see one last night.
Not one holding call last night in that game. I still cannot believe that.
As a true defensive coordinator, that really bugged you.
Well, Leopard can't change his spots very easily.
This one will go back 10, and it'll be the first penalty of the night on Washington. And that's a big one because that puts them in a first and goal situation inside the 10, obviously, back to about the 22.
Yeah, depending on where they decide to mark this 10 yards off, well, they're a pretty generous spot there.
7-7 game, both teams scoring in their opening drives. Connor Malcolm tail the tandem in the eye behind Orion Vance. They'll go tight in right side with Rain Weiland. Off the quick count, here is the delay draw to the 20, to the 15. Malcolm to the 10, the 5, breaking tackles, and he's in. Touchdown, Washington. 22-yard draw play right up the middle.
And that was almost too easy because there were three different defenders for Prairie that had a shot at him and did not wrap him up and bring him down. They didn't even get down into hit position and try and wrap up. They just arm tackled, and so that was very, very easy for Malcolm to run that in.
2-minute drive that took 77 yards for the Washington Warriors. Hammer to try to get the extra point out of the Cundy hold. It's on the way, plenty of leg on it, and it's good. 10 minutes to play exactly here in the first half, and Washington is up now 14-7 after the extra point. Impressive drive, and Orion Vance, he adds a different element.
Well, you'd like to think that he could be out there on offense every series, but that just can't be with the effectiveness and as much as they lean on him defensively. But, boy, did he take the bull by the horns for Wash's offense on that series.
Yeah, and that's tough to get a 235-pounder like that to the ground.
He's so big and so powerfully strong that when he gets in open field, it's impossible for anybody to bring him down, especially if you get a matchup with a corner or any kind of a defensive back out there. About all you could try and do would be to submarine his knees because you're not going to wrap him up in a classic tackling motion. The form fit is not going to work against him. He's just too strong and powerful.
Xavier has extended the lead. It's now 21-12 Saints out at Saints Field. They are number 2 rated. Regina number 1, of course, in Class 1A. Xavier in 3A.
Well, that game got out of hand last year, and the team that was way out in front didn't end up winning it. So hold on there because there's a lot of game left.
Yeah, you're right. Xavier came all the way back and won it last year. Total yardage through the first quarter, 80 yards for Prairie, 71 for Washington. Warriors will kick it off with Hammer from left to right. And Prairie will send LaGrange back on the far side and Joe Meyer on the near side. Twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick. End over end line driver, 1-yard line. Meyer up the left to the 15, to the 20. Tries to spin and got caught in midair and put down rather rudely by Nathaniel Burke, a 5'11", 185-pound special teams junior. And it will be a 24-yard return. And the Hawks, down 14-7, will have it. And they'll scrimmage from their 26. Dakota Simonson has gone all the way. at the quarterback spot. Zach Gansky is in there. Joe Meyer in there as the wing back as well. Signals and direct snap, and Simonson angles right. Not much to about the 27-yard line. Faulkner was in there getting up off the bottom of the pile and also getting up for the Warriors that time, Travis Metzger. That'll be a gain of one on second down and nine. We're not going to have to worry about the old 25-second clock too many times, I think, tonight. Wing right on second down and nine. Here is the counter double handoff, and this is Meyer. He tripped up as he gets to the 30. Semra was there, got him down.
That counter play has been one of the more consistently successful running plays for Mark Bliss tonight in their traditional single wing look.
Don't forget, after the game, the KGYM scoreboard show. Looking forward to bringing that to you. Go to 11, or maybe even past 11 a little bit tonight as we try to get all the scores in on opening night of the high school football season. Two receivers out to the right side for Prairie and one to the left. They'll go slot to the left side as well. Empty backfield. Now they send a man in motion. Double handoff pass. Meyer throws upfield while going down and incomplete. Lucky to get that back. The sophomore Braden Wright was closest, almost picked it off.
Wow, that wasn't pretty at all. It was, again, the double handoff, which was going to turn into a pass, but it just didn't have a chance to develop. And the pass that was thrown downfield had no receiver anywhere in sight. I think that Washington could make an argument that there could have been a flag thrown there, but it's going to yield the punt regardless.
Levi Usher will punt. Drew Dostal will drop at about the 40. Line of scrimmage, the 32-yard line for Prairie. Wash with the seven-man front right now. Good snap back. They'll set up the return. Good spiral kick. Sends Dostal back to the 30, over the shoulder catch right there. Splits defenders and tripped up as he crosses the 35-yard line. And he'll take it out to about the 37-yard line. Tripped up there on special teams. And coming up with that play for Prairie was Jalen Smith.
This is a big series for both sides of the ball. Scott, if Wash goes down and scores again, it's going to change the complexion of this game. The defense for Prairie really needs to get a stop to stay in this game, in my opinion, right now.
8:24 to play here in the opening half. 14-7 in favor of the Washington Warriors. Warriors will go shotgun this time. As Cundy in the gun, off the fake, back to throw. He's going to go to Dostal deep and overshot him. Incomplete. That was good coverage. Jalen Smith was back there. Had a little help from a safety, and it's second down. Cundy just threw that one away.
Nice job of pressuring the quarterback there, too. Cundy had to get rid of that ball a lot sooner than he wanted to.
So second down and 10. Still about half of the second quarter to go, a little over half with 8:19 to play. Washington 14, Prairie 7. Second down and 10, off the shotgun, inside handoffs, getting through a hole across the 45 is James Baugh, the backup tailback. Interestingly enough, who had the most carries returning for the Washington Warriors?
Yeah. Well, certainly wasn't Baugh.
Drew Dostal,
my goodness.
Had the most.
Calling a lot of new names out here running the ball for Wash tonight.
No Dobbs, no Stewart this year for Washington, but the running games look good so far. Baugh on the right hip of Brian Cundy on that first down. Here's the counter, and again, a big hole, 50. Baugh to the Prairie 45-yard line and brought down after a gain of seven more. And big gaps right now in that led by the Washington offensive line.
Yeah, this offensive line for Washington right now is kind of bringing their pressure to bear on the defense for Prairie. They've got some nice line splits, but they're coming off the ball well, and they're keeping their feet moving, sustaining their blocks.
Eric Eckhart in there as a wide receiver, and we got a stoppage here for a moment. Officials we'll get things rolling again here.
James Baugh bringing a little spark here to the offense for Wash.
Kind of what we saw with Mady last
night. Very similar.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left side. Here is the counter. Started left, coming back to the right is Baugh, and he is pulled down from behind at about the 45-yard line. Thought I saw a flag. No, I did not. I was close to one of those horse collars, but not quite.
Baugh took that handoff and was supposed to run to the left side of his offense. Stopped as soon as he got the handoff, turned completely around and ran to his right.
Eckhart in there, Smith Allen. And Dostal to the left side, but Jornson to the right side on third down and three. One set back, Cundy's going to throw the out, and it's through the hands of the intended receiver, incomplete. And that one went through the hands of Eric Eckhart.
Cundy, throw that on a rope. His arm is so much stronger this year than it was last year. And that's not a knock on his abilities a year ago either. But he is just throwing laser darts out here.
Yeah, it wasn't bad last year either. Warriors lining up to punt. First time they did this, they threw it deep out of this formation. Drew Dostal looks over to the sideline. And down to 7 on the play clock. Smith back to receive the kick for Prairie. Dostal, one step delivery, and not a good kick. Ooh. A shanker.
Well, he missed that one.
Off the side of the foot. And we'll see where they mark it here. Now we got a late penalty flag coming in. Somebody said something. And they're going to mark the punt at the 37-yard line. So it's only going to be an 8-yard punt. But we'll see what the penalty flag is about.
You could see Dostal looking downfield as though he were considering taking that ball and running it rather than punting it.
I mean, a dead ball, personal foul against Washington. So that's going to be a major penalty. Somebody said something going by. Don't know if Dennis heard it or not. Not the magic word, but you were closer than we were. Dennis, what'd you find out?
Yeah, guys, I think it was a case of some extracurricular activity going on after the whistle had sounded, some pushing and shoving, and I think that was a classic case of the last man doing the push and got caught, and that came out the flag, and so 15 yards against the Warriors back upstairs.
Thank you, Dennis. That's going to march it 15 yards all the way into Warrior territory. 14-7 Wash. Prairie will have it at the Warrior 47.
First time tonight they've set up shop inside Warrior territory.
From the left hash mark, bunch formation of receivers, three to the left, one set back, and one receiver to the right. And the fake Statue of Liberty, Simonson to throw deep, man out there and overshot him, incomplete. And he tried to get it to Preston LaGrange. And it'll be second and 10. There was some trading paint, as you like to say, back
there. Swapping paint back there, there's no doubt, but the official was kind of, the swapping of paint was going on behind him, and so he couldn't see that. But I don't think it affected the outcome of the play because the pass just was not there.
So it'll be second down and 10. How about the fake Statue of Liberty?
I'm telling you, you got to keep your eyes open with Mark Bliss's offense.
Three receivers to the right side. Simonson to throw under pressure. Steps up. Hit as he throws. Coming back for it and making the interception at the 40-yard line. For Washington was Ty Johnson, the junior, a 5'11", 165-pounder. Did he close on the ball?
That ball was thrown a little bit late, but, man, did he pick up steam on that. And he dove to try and get in front of the pass, and he found a way to do it and then tuck it under and cradle it. No question, that was a nice interception by Ty.
I'm not going to say who he kind of reminded me of on that one because that's unfair to compare him to Isaiah Nimmers.
Yeah, well, Ty's only a junior. Give him some time, and he might get in that category.
First and 10, Washington off the turnover. Warriors get it back on their own 40. Shotgun snap, inside handoff. Connor Malcolm back in there, twisting his way. Short gain of about one. As they'll give him to the 41-yard line, and that's going to be about it. Regina has scored. Xavier 21, Regina 19 now. In the second half. Malcolm goes for one. He's got six carries on the night for 42 yards and one touchdown. Second down, nine from the left hash mark, 41-yard line. Shotgun, one setback. High snap, in handoff to Malcolm, coming to the right side. Hit, brought down. Couple guys, first one to get him was Chance Halfhill. And he kind of messed up that play.
He did. Halfhill did a nice job of getting into that backfield and gumming up the works for that.
Warriors two out of three tonight on third down tries. The defense for Prairie. Not look too bad so
far. They're stepping
tonight.
Up right now. This is, as I said on the last series, this is a critical juncture in this game for Prairie.
Shotgun snap. Cundy back to throw. Has time. Going to throw deep. Left side. One-on-one. Flag down. Pass incomplete, but we'll see what the penalty's about.
Yeah, this is going to be interference. Drew Dostal streaking down the sideline, and he was at hands all over his elbows and his arms trying to keep him from running at full speed.
That's going to be a 15-yard mark off, it looks like, against Prairie. That's a tough matchup for anybody with Drew Dostal one-on-one.
You know, Dostal is so fast, and he's such a good athlete that if you get that ball anywhere near him, he's going to catch it. And so if you're one of the secondary guys whose charge is to cover him, you've got to try and employ any way you can to slow him down. And a lot of times, Scott, I've talked many times about this, what they do is they grab at the elbow and kind of push back because it's hard for an official to see what's going on. But that time it was too blatant.
First and 10, they'll move it to the Prairie 45. 5:11 to play here in the first half. Inside handoff to Malcolm. Bounces off the pile across the 40, twisting his way for about nine. Down to the 36-yard line. Broke a couple arm tackles of the Prairie defense right there.
Yeah, Malcolm doing his fullback impersonation. Very difficult to bring him down when you're trying to tackle his shoulder pads. With his body lean, you're not going to be able to do that. You've got to wrap up low.
Baugh's going to come in. For Malcolm. Malcolm had two carries all of last year for 1 yard.
He's only too happy to take care of business tonight, though.
He's surpassed that so far. Out of the shotgun, Cooney's going to throw the quick out, caught at the 30-yard line, and out of bounds with a first down to Drew Dostal. And he'll take it down to, looks like, the Prairie 28. That'll be a gain of eight and the ninth Warrior first down.
So tough to cover Dostal when he's out there alone on the short side of the field, and then there's triple receivers on the wide side of the field.
Three catches, 64 yards, and a score for Drew Dostal. Out of the shotgun, Cundy, a pump fake, steps up. He's going to run. Now he goes down. Going to be a short pickup, will not be a sack, as Halfhill is in there again for Prairie and Jaden Goose. You can pretty much figure Jaden Goose is going to be there when something like that happens.
Yes, he proved that all last year, and Halfhill has done a tremendous job in this first half of being right there with him.
Third quarter score we'll give you in a moment here. Second down, eight, wide side of the field to the right from the left hash. Shotgun snap, Cundy. Going to lob it for the end zone, going for Dostal, over the shoulder catch. Did he bring it in? Yes. Touchdown, Washington. Dostal one-on-one. And a beautiful pass from Brian Cundy.
That's a tough job for anybody in the secondary one-on-one out there. As we just said, they put Dostal out on an island by himself on the short side of the field, and then on the opposite side, they line up triple receivers. That almost assures that you're going to get one-on-one coverage with Dostal. And when you just throw that fade downfield, he's going to go up against 99% of the people trying to cover him and fight that ball away.
Warriors score. Off the turnover, Hammer's extra point on the way, and it is good. 3:52 to play here in the first half, and Washington with 21 straight points. It's the Warriors 21 and the Prairie Hawks 7. We'll come back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Third quarter score to throw your way at Kingston. Pleasant Valley has added another touchdown. It's 24-0 Spartans over the Jayhawks. Next week, we'll have a Metro battle. We'll tell you about in a moment. Let's go down to Dennis, though, on the sidelines first with an update.
Hey, guys, you talked about the isolation of Drew Dostal. Really, right now, has the coaches and players frustrated on the Prairie sidelines. A lot of the discussion as it came off the field was about that situation. As you described, John, getting him in one-on-one isolation. And right now, it seems to be working well for the Warriors. Look for them to go to the well again on that later on in an offensive series back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Warriors to kick with Hammer. He'll get it away from the 40-yard line. 3:52 to play first half. 21-7, Washington, the third-rated Warriors with three straight touchdowns. End-over-end kick, and it will go in. No, they're going to say he can bring it out at the one-yard line. Myers sidesteps one, down the sideline, got a running room. To the 40-yard line, 45 to the 50. Broke another tackle, still on his feet, and finally twisted down by Smith Allen as he took it down to the Warrior 38-yard line.
Well, that brings the hometown fans to their feet.
That was better than a touchback. 61 on the return by Joe Meyer.
Boy, he got a full head of steam going, and there was really only one guy to beat, and that was the kicker, Hammer, and he tried his best. He slowed him down just enough, but he got run over and plowed.
Simonson back in there, quarterback Zach Gansky. Will line up on his right hip. Meyer, wing back on the right side. First down and 10. Off the fake handoff. Simonson to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now being chased. Hit by Orion Vance. And rudely twisted down. Back at about the 40. Well, will they give him progress to the 43? They will. It's still going to be a loss of about 4. A
couple of different running fakes there. And then Simonson looked downfield. Had an intended receiver that was blanket covered. Had no alternative but to try and make something out of nothing, but was rudely met by Orion Vance.
Yeah, he was. Very much so. Semerow back into the game. On second down, here is the give, and Gansky is upended by Ben Nansiff. Not much. Back to the line of scrimmage. Perhaps, maybe even a loss of another yard.
You know, one of the things that Nassif does so well is play low in hit position, whether it's from his fullback position or whether he's an inside linebacker. He never comes out of that hit position. And as a result, his helmet and shoulder pads are always out in front of his feet. And that's how you can submarine guys like Gansky on that.
2.5 to play, second quarter. 21-7 in favor of Washington. Ball on the left hash mark from the 44. Shotgun snap. Simonson under pressure.
Oh,
absolutely snowballed by Orion Vance. My goodness, he just avalanched him.
Vance is a cobra. He just strikes. And he's got such great size and athleticism that when you put all of that together, for a quarterback to get blindsided, I'm not even sure Simonson knew that that was coming, but it's a credit to Dakota that he held on to the ball.
Absolutely. What started at the Warrior 39 has dropped back to the Prairie 49. And Levi Usher to punt. Minute 40 to play. Warriors still have all three of their timeouts left, too, to try to play with. Warriors look like they might be coming for it, and here they come. Snap, kick away, a high, high kick by Usher. Warriors will let it go out of bounds. Coming to the near side, and where will they mark it? At the 27-yard line. So a 24-yard punt. That was sky high by Levi Usher. And this is what Paul James loves to do, this two-minute drill, minute 25, and three timeouts.
Yeah, there's no sense of urgency really here with three timeouts left, and Paul James knows that he's got the personnel that can take this down the field and score. Again, a very crucial defensive stand here for Prairie. They've got to make sure that they don't go in down three scores.
First and 10, Washington at the 27. Three timeouts, a minute 25 to play. Shotgun to Cundy. He's going to roll to the left side. Blitz coming. Hit as he throws, and he threw it in the ground. Incomplete. Good job on that outside rush there for Prairie. See if I can pick up who that was coming in. That was the safety, Brady Bohr. 6 foot, 185-pound senior.
Yeah, he came in and put the tomahawk chop on Cundy there.
So it'll be second down and 10.
And again, Wash staying in that trips to the wide side, and Dostal all by himself on the short side look.
Four-man rush for Prairie. Out of the gun, high snap. Starting right, coming back to the left. Malcolm snowed under. And it'll be third down and long. Joel Wallace came in and brought him down.
Yeah, and a host of gray shirts there being chased into the backfield.
Down a minute, two, and we're going to get, well, we got a stoppage play. We got an injured Washington player. And that is Malcolm. The tailback, Connor Malcolm, might be a cramp. Our first cramp of the night. Into the third, Pleasant Valley leading Jefferson 24 to nothing still.
Yes, that is most definitely a cramp. As he's walking off, both teams off on their respective sidelines here. Minute two left before half.
We'll get you some scores coming up at the halftime break, if I can round some up here.
Don't believe the scoreboard if you're out here with us at John Wall Memorial Stadium, as it says 73-21 right now. And that could be further from the truth.
We're not in the 2A state championship game.
Yeah, this is not Spirit Lake versus Mount Vernon in the championship 2A finals.
We'll have the halftime coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout at the end of the half here. Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Dennis Canock from John Wall Memorial Field here at Prairie. 21-7, third-rated Washington over the home Prairie Hawks. Third down and long. Prairie looking a blitz from the outside, and the hard count gets Prairie to jump. Second time, and that's a Paul James staple. All his quarterback, doesn't matter who it is, if it's a Seuss, go down the line all the years, great at the hard count.
They really are. Not that this was exactly the time that you needed to have it, but it did work.
Now all the stats coming up at halftime as well. So it's back to a third and 10, 49 seconds and the clock running. And Washington not in a real big hurry. We'll talk to head coach Paul James coming up as soon as he climbs out of the press box. Third down, Cundy to throw. Rolling to the left side. Stops. Going to throw deep into the middle of the field, and it's going to be intercepted. At the 40-yard line and back to the 45-yard line there for Prairie.
I think it was Bohr.
Nope, LaGrange.
Oh, it was LaGrange.
Trustin LaGrange came up with the interception. Underthrown pass and turnover number one of the night for Washington. Probably just as good as a punt, though. And Prairie will have it on the 46-yard line with only 24 seconds to play.
Yep, first turnover of the night for Wash.
The INT there by LaGrange. See what Prairie elects to do here. If they'll, they got three timeouts as well. And see if Prairie will try to go deep here. They send Levi Usher to the left side. Simonson in the backfield with Gansky next to him. Gets the snap. Looking to the left side. Back to throw. Being chased. Down he goes. Rain Wyland brought the rain. And they'll probably just let the clock tick down or not. Nope, timeout going to be called.
Boy, Rain Wyland just blew through the offensive line there and had one man to beat and just blew past him. That was just too easy, Scott.
My goodness. Went through there like a rocket. Rain Wyland, timeout Washington. That leaves the Warriors with two. As still have 14 seconds to play. Prairie Band will entertain at halftime. Like I said, I hope to get some scores throw your way from around the state. And again, our scoreboard show coming up after the game might go until 11:15 with Jeff Downing tonight. We're going to get off to a late start due to the lateness of this game. But we'll get to all the scores.
And Jeff will maybe think twice about throwing all those flags in the sophomore game, won't he?
Yeah, but he'll say he had to.
I'm just kidding, Jeff.
That was a heck of a sophomore game. 24-20, Washington won it. Prairie had a chance on a fourth down play in the red zone at the end. Second down and a mile. Second down 21 coming up. Warriors with Vance on the blitz. Simonson runs away from it. Throws up field. Catch made. Far sideline. Close to the first down marker. Might be just a tick short. And the clock will expire, it looks like. Joe Meyer made the catch. No, 1 second left. And they will. Did they say it's enough for a first down? Or are they going to measure? I'm not exactly sure why the clock stopped.
Got Wash coaches out on the field. We've got officials kind of all just looking at each other right now. I'm not sure exactly. I thought the clock ran out too, but the officials are looking at the clock, and it says 1/10 of a second.
Well, Dan, we'll go down to Dennis and see what he's got down there. What do you got on clock gate, Dennis?
Down here, the officials were signaling that Prairie had called a timeout, and they were in timeout before the clock had run out. So I believe that's the situation, guys.
All right. So Prairie did get a timeout.
How about Dakota Simonson's ability to avoid that rush? He had people coming from every direction. By rights, should have been sacked, but stepped up, did a little bit of sidestepping after that to avoid another person that came after him, and then just threw the strike downfield. His composure and presence back there in the pocket, I think, have been incredible. His maturity level as a quarterback has increased so much this year, Scott.
How about with Orion Vance there? I think Dennis has got a little bit more down there. You got something, Dennis?
Yeah, so the situation, guys, if Prairie did get a timeout, the officials have put 4 seconds back on the clock, so they're going to get one more playoff here back upstairs to you.
All right, and they got the score right now. It's 21-7. The board's been a little ill tonight. Simonson to throw. Final play without a penalty. Going to go deep down the left sideline, and it's incomplete. And that should, well.
That has to do it. Now
do
the scoreboard is blinking off and on.
Well, so,
technical difficulties.
That is the end of the half, though, and it's 21-7 in favor of Washington. As the Warriors will take it into the break. 21-19, Xavier leading Regina at the end of the third quarter as they head to the fourth. In that one, we're going to get a talk with Paul James coming up here. And hopefully he's going to be able to get out of the press box over there by Dennis. I don't know which way he's going to escape.
Visiting teams, it's always a little more difficult for them because they actually have to leave the stadium complex and go to the middle school locker room, which is a fur piece away.
And, yes, it is.
And for us to corral the coach, many times it's down in the far corner and very difficult for us to see here. So we have to kind of buy a little bit of time because Paul James is going to be coming out of the press box.
And Dennis, whenever you got him, go ahead. We'll stop talking here, and hopefully we'll be able to get our antenna to reach over there to you. As he's way over there on the right side.
I've got a better angle than you, and I can't see him.
Well, there you go. So we're at halftime, and it's 21-7 as the Prairie Band making their way out onto the field here.
Hit it.
Okay, now Dennis has him. Go ahead.
All right, we are down here. Paul James and Prairie struck first on. Went down 7-0. Downs, your offense seems while your defense is
a few young players, and I think they got caught looking in the backfield a little bit, and we're starting to settle down now and cover the passes better. And
defensive sets, and they do a lot of different things, a lot of motion, moving the ball around, multiple handoffs. I know it's difficult to prepare for an opener, but how difficult was it to prepare for Prairie? And it looks like you guys are starting to get a knack for what they're doing.
Yeah, like I told Scott earlier that, you know, without video on them other than last year, with the kind of single wing cross action that they do, counter action, it makes it tough. And they have given us a number of looks that they didn't show last year. So, you know, we're, like you say, we're adjusting, and that's the key, is just kind of settle in on it, read your keys.
What will it be to the team at halftime?
We just got to keep the foot on the gas.
Coach, good luck to you. Thank you. All right, good guys. Coach Ball, James, very generous with his time down here. We did corral him in the far corner of the end zone down here, and his Warriors are up 21-7 at the half. We'll send it back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And we got him. It was a hook shot, but we got it.
Awesome.
But good to see Washington and helping us out with that. We'll talk to Mark Blue coming up at the end of halftime as well. Our score at the break, 21-7 in favor of third-rated Washington. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back with halftime for you from John Wall Field after this here on KGYM Sports.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilots.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Back with you here at Prairie as the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawk Marching Band performing here at halftime. We'll get a talk with Mark Bliss coming up here in just a little bit. It's a 21-7 game here at halftime as Prairie jumped out to a 7-0 lead, John, and then back came Washington with three touchdowns. And kind of like what Paul James told Dennis there at halftime, took a while to get used to the speed and really what Prairie brings to the table as far as this complex offense is concerned.
No matter how hard you try, no matter how good your scout team reps up the opposition, you can't find a way to simulate what you're going to see against this Prairie offense. And they've done a nice job defensively for Wash. After that first series that yielded a touchdown for the Prairie Hawks, they've really settled down defensively and done a nice job. But they've also done that on the offensive side of the ball, too. Prairie has been a little bit of their own worst enemy with two turnovers that have both yielded scores, but I'm thinking that Mark Bliss maybe was what he was afraid of when he talked to you in his pregame remarks. We've got to play But no mistake, clean game tonight. And so far in the first half, they haven't helped themselves a lot in that respect.
Yes, and the scoring, Prairie scoring first on a Simonson to Levi Usher, 40-yard touchdown pass. Collette with the extra point, and that made it 7-0. That coming just 3 minutes into tonight's ball game. The Warriors came back, scored. And they scored in their first drive of the ball game. And Brian Cundy to Drew Dostal, 10-yard touchdown pass, tied things up at 7 after the hammer extra point. Also, Washington scoring, first drive of the second quarter, Connor Malcolm, a 22-yard run. That was on a delayed draw, and that made it 14-7. And then the second touchdown hookup between Brian Cundy and Drew Dostal, and that made the score at halftime, Washington 21 and Prairie 7. Try to get you some more scores here as we run through the evening. We mentioned Xavier on top of Regina, 21-19. How about this third quarter? Solon leading Mount Vernon, 26-14. Do not count out Coach Miller.
Spartans, I think, probably have heard that they might have been an underdog in some people's minds in that game and probably didn't like that very much.
Yes, indeed. Also, let's see if we can find some other scores here. As halftime, North Fayette Valley leading Decorah. That's a 14-7 game. And I think that's all we have right now. I'll try to find a few more coming up here, John, as we make our way through halftime here. We'll have all the scores coming up on our scoreboard show after the game this evening. And we'll probably go ahead, Jeff, if you're back there, we'll probably go ahead and go to 11:15 because of the late start we had here this evening. So we'll get a chance to get a few more scores. We're going to have a report from Prairie, from Jefferson and Pleasant Valley. We'll have the winning coach on from Solon and Mount Vernon coming up, and more coming your way tonight on the scoreboard show presented by KGYM. All right, stats at halftime. 220 total yards for Washington in the first half to 125 for Prairie, so just about doubling up for Washington. Warriors with 83 on the ground, 137 through the air. Brian Cundy, 7-13 in the first half, passing for Washington with two touchdowns and one interception. And Drew Dostal has caught four passes for 90 yards and two touchdowns. Orion Vance caught one for 30. Also, it was Smith Allen catching one for 9, Bjornson with one catch for a total of 8. Connor Malcolm on the ground leading Washington with 9 carries for 45 yards and 1 touchdown. Backup James Boss carried it 3 times for 19 yards. Vance carried it once for 26 yards. Nassif carried it once for 3 yards. Washington with 10 first downs, 2 penalties for 25 yards, 2 sacks, and 1 turnover so far in the game. For the Prairie Hawks, 125 total yards, 28 on the ground, 97 through the air. Dakota Simonson was 3 out of 5 in the first half, and he threw for a total of 69 yards and 1 touchdown, that to Levi Usher. Joe Myers caught 2 for 29. Meyer has also completed 1 out of 2 passes tonight for Prairie. Prairie's got to get the running game going again. That's what keyed him on that first touchdown drive of the night for the Hawks. So far on the ground, Zach Gansky, 7 carries, 35 yards. Joe Meyer has carried it 6 times for a total of 20 yards. Prairie with 6 first downs. They did not have a first down in the second quarter, though. And 4 penalties for a total of 30 yards. Hawks with 2 sacks, and Prairie with 2 turnovers in the game. Third down conversions, 2 out of 4 for Prairie. Washington also 2 out of 4. Time of possession, pretty much dead even, 12-23 for Prairie, 11-37 for the Warriors. So that's the stat rundown here at halftime. Pretty close.
Well, if I'm in the locker room right now for Cedar Rapids Prairie, if I'm Jim Dostal or if I'm Ashton Northern, their secondary coach, I'm trying to come up with an answer for Drew Dostal, and especially the formation where they put him on the short side of the field with triple receivers on the opposite side of the field. Are you going to remain in your one-on-one coverage and try and have one man try and take that deep pass away? because it's not working at this point, Scott? Or are you going to bring maybe a free safety over in a cover one sort of situation and get a double team on Drew Dostal? The problem with that being, if you double team Drew Dostal, now you've got triple receivers on the wide side of the field that are all one-on-one matchups. I don't know if there's an answer to this is what I'm getting at.
It's a conundrum. Certainly is a conundrum right now.
But you know they're talking about it.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to Dennis Will with Prairie head coach Mark Bliss as he will make his way out of the north end zone coming up here in just a moment or two. So we will hear from him. It's a Hawaiian-themed night for the Prairie student section below us here this evening on kind of a cool evening that's turned into here at John Wall Field. Well, last year on opening night, we had all the rain.
Yes,
we never got off the ground last year.
We never had a game.
We never had a game
That's
last
right.
year.
We were out of Linmar, and towards the end of the sophomore game, the lightning and the rain just started coming, and we thought maybe if we waited it out for an hour, which turned into 2 hours, and we're at 9:30, and we're still thinking maybe we can get this game in, but the lightning just wouldn't stop, and all of a sudden that game is being canceled, or actually it was postponed until the next day, which when we couldn't call it, so we got shut out on the first Friday night last year.
Yep, and then, of course, we had the snow out at the end of the year. So it was a strange start and a strange ending
yes,
to it.
Yes, it was.
But in between, a lot of good football.
Yeah, and so we deserve tonight is what you're saying. This is a perfect night for football out here at John Wall Memorial Field.
That we do. We deserve that. And a giant beach ball going through the stands down below us here. As far as the Prairie Hawks are concerned, what's Prairie got to do to get back into this thing?
First of all, they've got to get their running game going again. They're packed in so tight right now and not able to come off the ball with their offensive line to get the defense for Wash moved back that they're not opening up, they're not getting any holes. They've got a good rushing attack, and it's very misdirection-oriented, but they've got to still block, and they've got to still come off that ball and keep their feet moving, which they didn't do a very good job of in the second quarter. If they can sustain their blocks and keep their feet moving on that offensive line, I think they'll get their running attack going. Dakota Simonson has done a nice job with the passing attack. He's been exceptionally poised back there in the pocket. He's made a lot of good decisions with the ball. I think you're going to hear Mark Bliss maybe have a few regrets. The fumble that they lost and the interception were two turnovers in the first half. The Prairie's got to minimize their mistakes, first of all, Scott. If they can do that and get their offensive line going, we've already talked defensively about the adjustments that they've got to make there, but only down 21-7 right now. There's still a lot of time left in this game that Prairie can come back and take care of business.
Don't know the score, but something coming down via the internet here. First time in history, Bettendorf has had a running clock against them.
Oh, my.
That is not a good sign.
Oh, my.
That is not a good sign.
And that's on the road at Valley Stadium.
Now it's going to be a long, long trip back home.
And yet, you know what? They weren't afraid to go over there and schedule that and take that trip over there. I still tip my hat to Bettendorf Bulldogs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Going to help them at the end of things. Prairie making their way back out onto the field here. And we will get a... Mark Bliss will join the sideline reporter, Dennis Canott, coming up here. And we will get a word from the Prairie head coach coming up in just a moment as he makes his way back out. As Prairie down 21-7 in this one. As going to be Washington getting the ball first to start the second half. So going to be big on the offensive side and the defensive side as well. As here comes the coach. And makes his way over to Dennis. All right, Dennis, you're with Mark Bliss. Go ahead.
All right, with Prairie coach Mark Bliss and team got off to a great start, went up 7-0. Prairie has come back, or Wash come back up 21-7. A few turnovers, few mistakes, but your thoughts on the first half?
Well, the thing is, we should be a 14-7 ball game. They earned two touchdowns. That one we fumbled, like I said, around midfield, and they had a short field to convert. So, hats off to them. But the thing about it is that we've just been killing ourselves. It's one of those things where hopefully we regrouped enough in the second half. We've gone over some adjustments, and we'll see how our kids play.
You've held down the rushing game pretty well. The aerial attack for Washington has hurt you a little bit. Is that some of the adjustments you were looking at making at halftime, especially with the isolation?
Very true. Yeah, like I said, they've got some talented guys on the outside, and you know, we're just hoping to hang in there and keep competing.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. You bet. All Coach Mark Bliss, guys, and one quick note. You were talking about the weather. Check the radar. There is rain off to the west. It looks like we are good dry for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours. I really hope it holds off because a certain sideline reporter left his rain suit in the car. So we'll keep our eye on the weather. We'll keep our eye on this game. We'll spend some time on the Washington sideline this half, and we will keep you updated throughout the second half of the ball game. Back upstairs to you.
Yeah. What's the first tenet? Be prepared. All right. We'll get that next week for you, Dennis. Good job there with Mark Bliss.
I like the fact that Coach is saying that he feels his team should be ahead right now. And I'm sure the message that was delivered in halftime was that we got to come out and take care of business in the second half, and we can still do this.
Absolutely. Xavier pulling away a little bit. 28-19 late in the fourth quarter over Regina right now. So we get ready for the second half kickoff. Again, coming up for you next week, it will be Washington and Kennedy. We'll have that next Friday night. Before the kick here in the second half, let's throw it back for a one-minute timeout. We'll come back with half number two from Prairie right after this as you're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at John Wall Field as we get ready for half number two. It'll be Prairie kicking it off. Washington will send Drew Dostal back deep on the near side, and it'll be Braden Wright on the far side. Wright, sophomore, getting a start at corner tonight, a former quarterback as well. Prairie will be kicking from right to left. Little bit of rain over in the central part of the state of Iowa, but they're still playing football over there, so must not be any lightning involved. But
if it comes over here, they need to leave that lightning.
Yes, they do. Leave that over there. All right, set to go. Collette with the kick, and before the, well, whistles were going, but they kicked off. And it'll be Dostal coming back, 15, 20. Far side, tripped up as he gets to the 28. I thought I heard about three or four whistles when he approached that kick, but apparently not.
No flags on the ground, so this is going to stand and going to take over at their own 28, it looks like.
Brian Cundy has been the quarterback. Connor Malcolm had some cramping issues there at the end of the first half. We'll see if he comes out after being tended to at the halftime break.
Big defensive stand here for Prairie. They've got to find a way to deny Wash their first possession. No score on the board if they can help it.
James Baugh is going to start the second half as a tailback. He'll line up behind Nassif. He'll get it coming straight ahead. Angles to the left to the 30-yard line. Dances his way about a couple more out to the 35-yard line for a gain of six. We'll go to Dennis on the far sideline.
Guys, you mentioned Connor Malcolm. I was over here on the Washington sideline, and he is not in the game. Trainers are currently working on him. He has some cramping in his legs, and they have him back on the sidelines here and working on those cramps. So number 18, not in the game now. We'll keep our eye on it. Back upstairs.
All right. Both offense and defense for Connor Malcolm. Second down. Ball on the delay counter, and nothing doing. Pulled down immediately.
Get rid of any of us, can they?
Great defensive play there. Coming up, I believe, Jaden Goose. Who else?
He's been in that backfield all night whenever he's had the opportunity to get a tackle for loss, and that's what he did there. And he's been doing that for a couple of years now for Prairie.
Eric Kelly also in on that stop. So that's going to be a loss of five and a third down coming up for Washington. Third and nine, middle of the field at the 30-yard line. One receiver left, one to the right, but Bjornson out to the right side. And a flag down. Here is the draw again. Baugh, this worked for a touchdown in the first half. Going to work for a first down here, pending the flag. As Baugh goes out of bounds at the 46, but wave it off. It's going to be motion against Washington. Big penalty against the Warriors right there. And that second time that draw has worked for Washington.
It is. Well, Baugh's got some quick feet, and he's also got a good pair of eyes. He knows how to bounce that to the outside when he sees everything bottled up in the middle. And so Prairie's going to have to find a way to contain that because Baugh's got good size, he's got speed, and he loves to bounce it to the outside. And when you know that a runner back has a tendency like that, you've got to come up and funnel him back into where all your run support is.
Jalen Smith coming out of the game for Prairie. Gavin Haugen will come in at 5'10". 160-pound junior corner. So third and 14 for the Warriors from their own 25. They need to get to the 39. Play clock still, plenty of time, down to 15. Washington up 21-7, 10-10 to play third quarter. Here from Prairie and John Wall Field. Twin receivers out to the right side, out of the eye, long count. And Cundy off play action, being chased, going to throw quickly in the flat incomplete. He had to get rid of it. As the rush was coming in a big, big hurry that time. And coming in there for the Prairie Hawks, putting the heat on, was Calvin Hienick.
Ben Nassif down again on his back with cramping issues in his calf. But as you said, Scott, great pressure. The defense for Prairie is doing a nice job of starting to key in on that bootleg passing run out by the quarterback there. And if they can really get that down, that's going to make it very tough on Cundy to come out there and hit his receivers. We've still got Nassif down on the field cramping.
Yep. Kind of looks like both legs, too.
Yeah, they're really working those calves, both of them.
Now, Nassif's a guy that goes both ways.
Yeah, no question that he should be cramping much as he's on the field.
Offensive and defensive player, obviously, for the Warriors. As he is being tended to down at about the 32-yard line.
But at this point in the game, too, there's really no way that you can stay out of series and try and rehydrate. It's just not going to happen. So this is going to be an ongoing problem for that young man for the rest of this half.
Absolutely. See if they can get him up on his feet. Not quite yet.
So I'm going to guess here that we may see Orion Vance back at that fullback position again. Tell you what Wash has done a nice job of, though, so far in this game, Scott, is they got a lot of players that they like to use both ways. Whatever the rotational system is that they're using to keep guys fresh, it's worked here, at least in the first half it was.
So the injury continues to be, well, Nassif, every time he tries to get up, It just goes right back down.
And if you've ever had a cramp in your calf, and you don't have to be an athlete to know what that feels like, it's extremely painful, and there's nothing that you can do short of crawling backwards, which is what Nassif's trying to do right now to just get off the field, but on the Prairie sideline.
Regina has scored. 2 minutes left, 28-26.
You know that one's not over.
Absolutely not. So they got Nassif to the sideline. They will work on him right there. Prairie will send Smith back. Jalen Smith, 5'9", 150-pounder. He's going to get the boot from Drew Dostal. He'll drop back to about the 35-yard line. No wind here at Prairie. Rush coming. Dostal gets it away. Not a good punt again. And it will go out of bounds. Actually hit Bjornson on the backside as he was being blocked out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the Washington 48-yard line.
Yeah, Dostal kicked that off of the far right side of his foot again. Almost missed the ball for a second time tonight.
There is a penalty flag in that little scrum there. Going to be a legal block in the back against Washington. Probably declined because Prairie's got excellent field position.
Yeah, they'll let that go for sure. But that was, as you mentioned, that was Bjornson coming downfield, and he didn't know that the ball was so severely under-kicked. And as predicted, that will be declined. And Prairie is going to take some nice field position here in Washington territory.
First final of the night comes from Kingston Stadium. Pleasant Valley beats Jefferson 31-7 tonight. We'll see the Jayhawks in a couple of weeks here when they take on the Linmar Lions. That was the first three and out by Washington tonight. First and 10 for Prairie. Dakota Simonson has gone all the way at the quarterback spot for the Prairie Hawks. Zach Gansky in there on his right hip. Ely in there as a blocking back. Meyer in the slot to the right side. He'll start in motion. Direct snap comes to Gansky. Starts left. Tries to cut it back to the middle. Gets away from a Warrior tackler. He got away from Vance and got down to the 43 for a gain of five.
Good second effort there, and was helped by somebody, probably a lineman for the Prairie Hawks, pushing him ahead for another 3 yards.
Which technically is not right, but we won't tell anyone.
You know, it's funny that technically a flag could be thrown on a play like that, but you almost never see it in high school football.
Second down, a little more than five. We'll call it a long five from the 43. Meyer coming in motion. Direct snap. Gansky up the middle. This worked in the first half. Works again. And first down run down to the Warrior 33-yard line on just a quick opener.
Plain, simple, direct snap back to the ball carrier, who then almost has a read-and-go situation. He picks wherever he feels like there's a crease or a seam that he can go through. Now, all the while that simple play is going on, there's misdirection and crossing motion by backs and wings going behind you. So, again, we're back to, you know, what kind of a key do you read if you're a linebacker?
First and 10 for Prairie at the Washington 34. Ball spotted middle of the field. Meyer coming in motion. Here is the counter handoff. Meyer cuts it up at the numbers at the 30. Puts a move on at the 25 and down to the 24-yard line. Just shy of a first down. Semra coming up to make the tackle for Washington's defense.
Now, the reason that this is working, Scott, and you talked about this at halftime a little bit, is that the offensive line for Prairie is coming out, and they're keeping their pad level low. They're keeping their feet moving. They're sustaining their blocks as they hook on. They keep their feet going to the whistle.
Just shy of the first down, second down and about a foot. Same play. Counter give left side to Meyer, and he's got the first down as he twists ahead. Brought down by Nathaniel Burke and Orion Vance. They team up on the tackle, but it's a Prairie first down.
Just a good job of coming off low and hard by the offensive line of Prairie right now. Obviously, they talked about some things of this nature at halftime, and it's working.
Go down to Dennis after the play here. 8:14 to play, third quarter, 21-7 Washington. Wide side of the field to the right, Ely the blocking back. Meyer coming in motion. Direct snap to Gansky. Angles right. Gets inside the 20. Into the red zone. Down to about the 19-yard line. And Dennis will throw it over to you on the far side.
Guys, you mentioned Ben Nassif a few minutes ago was experiencing some cramping over on the near sideline. At your position, they finally got him back over on the Washington sideline here. He's doing some sprinting, some exercising. Looks like he's about ready to go, and you might see him back in the ball game soon.
All right. Best thing about those things, they go as soon as, about as quickly as they come. And again, Gansky gets the direct snap up the middle. Pushes the pile inside the 15. We're starting to see the gray shirts push the white shirts back now.
Yeah. And in addition to that, Scott, not only is the line coming off low and hard and the great pad level that they've got pushing back Wash, but they're also bringing an extra lineman over onto the unbalanced side of the field and a very, very tightly lined up fullback right up there in between two of the linemen. So this is an overload, stacked, unbalanced look.
Third down and two, maybe even a long yard from the Warrior 15. They need the 13. Long count, direct snap, goes up the middle, first down. As Gansky inside the 10, down to about the 9-yard line. As Prairie has found something right here.
Prairie's offensive line has got Wash on their heels right now. It's as plain and simple as that. Wash's D-line and linebackers are not snorting up in there like they did in the first half. They're just literally back on their heels.
First and goal, Prairie, down 21-7, 6:40. Clock rolling, third quarter. Levi Usher sent out to the right side for the Hawks. And they're going to go with that full house, three blocking back look. in front of Meyer. He gets a direct snap off the right side, pushing the pile inside the five down to about the three-yard line. There's just a lot of beef out in front of Joe Meyer there.
Nothing pretty here. Nothing complicated or tricky about this. Think of being a shotgun back, getting the direct snap, and then you've got three fullbacks in front of you and an extra lineman loaded over on the far side.
A lot of beef up there. Second down and goal from the three. Again, direct snap. Meyer starts up the middle, angles to the right side, pushing his way to the goal line. Got in. Touchdown, Prairie. And a big, big momentum turner there for the Hawks.
Nothing fancy at all about this. It's just one team lining up and knocking the other one off the line of scrimmage.
4 minute drive there by Cedar Rapids Prairie. And the Hawks back in it, down 21-13. And for the second straight night, we got ourselves a honey here. Extra point coming up here for the left-footed kicker, Joel Collette. He'll put it, get it out of the hole to Dalton Rayner, the backup quarterback. Good snap, placed down, and the lefty's kick is on the way and good. 5:52 to play here in quarter number three. It's now Washington 21 and Prairie 14. Back after this one-minute break on KGYM.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back with you at John Wall Field, Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty and Dennis Canuck on the sidelines. Prairie back within a touchdown, 21-14, as the Hawks, a four-minute drive that covered 48 yards after the short punt. And Washington will drop Drew Dostal back along with Braden Wright. And they'll line up twin safeties at the five. And Collette to kick it away from right to left. As Collette has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Most of the crowd still here at John Wall. And a big crowd it is. Here we go. The gray-shirted Hawks running up. Here's the kick. Collette, a high kick. Not quite as deep this time. Dostal to 6. Starts left to the 10. Little stutter move to the 15. Cuts it up at the 20-yard line to the 25. Ooh, tried a spin move. And he got hit from behind. And we got an injured Warrior back at about the 16 as well.
And we've got a Prairie Hawk down with some cramping issues of his own. But you're right. We do have one of the deep backs for Washington down on the field, and he's in some obvious pain.
That might be a cramp too.
The way he's holding his one leg up, it does look like a cramp. He's trying to get somebody to grab that instep and just push it forward, which is about the only way you can find to get relief on a cramp in your calf.
There you go. So Washington will scrimmage from the 28. And the Warriors, they got to get something going offensively.
Wash needs their offense right now to wake up their defense, because their defense sleptwalked through that last offensive series. They were not playing them as motivated as the Prairie Hawks offense was. Somehow, Wash has got to find a way to get themselves emotionally back into this game, because right now, they didn't answer the bell in the second half, I'm sorry to say.
Xavier 35, Regina 26 now. And into the fourth quarter, City High leading Linmar. That's our game on 107.5 and 106.3. That is 13-3 down at Bates Field. We'll throw down to Dennis. He has an idea, I think, on the injured Warrior.
Yeah, guys, they're working on Braden Wright down here. He was one of the deep backs on the kickoff return. Again, a repeat of what we saw last night as we entered the second half of the ball game. A lot of cramping going on both sides. Braden Wright being worked on right now. John, you aptly described it. Lower calf muscles, and the only way they can do that is put pressure on it. They're massaging the muscles, trying to get that taken care of. Meanwhile, Connor Malcolm's still on the bench. They're still working on his cramping issues and trying to see if they can get him ready to get back in the ball game. So we'll keep an eye on it on both sidelines. Guys, back upstairs.
All right. We have a final. Thank you, Jeff. Valley 49, Bettendorf 13.
Well, I sure wouldn't have predicted that margin of victory.
Wow. And first time they believe Bettendorf's had the continuous clock go on them.
That could absolutely be true, too.
And I tell you, there might be a few teams in the Quad Cities that aren't really shedding a lot of tears.
No.
First and 10 for the 27. Off the, they did hand it off to Orion Vance in there for Nassif, as we anticipated. And he'll get about four. Rumbles his way to the 32-yard line.
Vance was stood up at the line of scrimmage on that handoff, and he employed a spin move to get a couple of extra yards on that. I mean, you talk about his power and his full head of steam that he gets at. To put a spin move on, too, this is a guy that's not used to running the ball, Scott. I'm impressed by that.
Second down, six after the gain of four. I formation for the Warriors. Ball in there, tail the tandem. He'll run it behind Vance, who got a good lead block across the 35 to the 36. Picked up four more. And it'll be a third down and short upcoming. So Xavier wins for the second straight year over Regina, this time by a 35-26 score out at Saints Field. But nothing for Regina to hang their head about.
Haven't been very many losses for Regina, period, in the last 6 years, but Xavier can claim two of them.
Absolutely. Third down, little more than two. Washington at the 36. Long count, 14 on the play clock. Cundy on the deep handoff. Ball left side. Got the first down. Just pushed the pile ahead to about the 40-yard line. And coming up off the bottom of that pile for the Prairie Hawks was number seven, Brody Bohr. But not before the Warriors pick up a first down.
James Baugh just running hard right now. And with Orion Vance at fullback, usually got an iso block on a linebacker. This is a good recipe for success in keeping the ball moving for Wash.
One receiver left, one to the right. Tight end right side, long count. Cundy off the fake, going to throw. Being pressured, flagged down, throws left side, and a catch made, a stumbling catch by Vance at the 46, but this is going to come back. Pretty blatant hold right there at about the 35-yard line, and that's what the official saw.
I think it was Half Hill just broke through there, and he's been in the backfield all night. And Wash is going to have to be careful about going to this bootleg play action a little too often, because they're getting the defensive beat on this right now and putting a lot of pressure on Cundy.
Yeah, I think that was Half Hill, and boy, he's had a good night tonight for Prairie.
He's just got this bull rush is what I call it, Scott. He's got that low center of gravity. He's not the tallest guy in the world, but man, is he strong and powerful in his lower hips and legs. And he just bull rushes whoever's trying to block him right back into the quarterback.
14-yard penalty from the point of the infraction, so his first down and 24. Back at the 26-yard line, and the give to Vance on the trap, and Prairie gang tackling the All-Stater. Only a gain of a couple that time, and a whole bunch of Hawks there on the bottom of the pile. Getting up there, Bohr was there, Preston LaGrange, and Marty Borseth also there for Prairie.
Both sides of the ball right now for the Prairie Hawks playing at a very high energy level, Scott, much higher than Washington is. It's just obvious to look on the field right now. There's one team that's just emotionally getting after this right now, and the other team that's not.
Under three to play, third quarter. Second down, 22 for Washington. Cundy out of the shotgun. Has ball on his left side off the fake. Boots to the left. Being chased. Throws in a run. Catch made. Vance runs over a man at 35-40. He's got a full head of steam and finally cut under as he gets into Prairie territory down around the 40-yard line. Again, you get Vance in open territory, look out. He knows what to do with that ball.
About the only way to try and tackle him in open field when he's got a ball in the flat like that is to submarine at his knees. And the guy that tried that for Prairie was unsuccessful. Vance did not go down.
First and 10, 34-yard pickup, and boy, did Washington need that.
Boy, that was a big shot in the arm for Wash's offense.
McBride in there as a tight end. Flip-flops goes to the left. Bjornsson and Dostal to the right. Deep handoff and hit immediately was Baugh. I mean, he got trucked in the backfield. And I think that was Mr. Goose. Nope. Hatfield and Henick there.
Yeah, Henick, that's the power play where the fullback tries to kind of kick out the defensive end, in that case Henick, and Henick just blew that up. He was going to have no business being blown out of that play.
1:48, clock rolling, third quarter. Washington up 21-14. Warriors with a second and 12 from the left hash mark, just inside the left hash. And here's the draw to Baugh again, this time Prairie right there. Eric Kelly, one of the first to get there for Prairie. And it'll be a loss of a yard and third and long coming up.
Yeah, with the exception of that pass that converted for the first down to Orion Vance, Prairie's defense is wrapping up and tackling much sounder in the second half than they did in the first half.
Down to a minute 8. Washington looking over to the sideline. Bjornsson will go wide to the left. Drew Dostal has been quiet in the second half to the right. He had a big first half with a couple touchdown grabs. Third and long. Down to 3 to play clock. Cundy to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Throwing the left side. Coming back for it. And not coming up with it. Incomplete that time was Bjornsson.
Yeah, I think you're right, Scott. I want to say a defender did get a little piece of his throwing motion there.
I know somebody did. And it'll be fourth down. Wash in that gray area now where, what do you do? Fourth and 12 on the opponent's 41.
Now, they've been here a couple of times. At least they were in the first half. Dostal would go back in that short punting alignment. And sometimes he punted, and one time he passed downfield. So this is that gray area that they can kind of do whatever they think is going to work.
Dostal in there, but he is a quarterback. Keep that in mind. Run receiver left, one to the right side. Dostal is going to punt it. And go straight up the elevator shaft and off the left side and out of bounds.
And he's only going to net about 14 or 15 on that one.
And that will go to about the 22-yard line. That's a 19-yard punt.
Yeah, Drew's punting stats on this game are not going to be something he's going to want to look at in the papers this week.
Warriors did hold that ball, though, for 5 minutes. Over 5 minutes. But they come up empty. And it'll be Prairie ball here. What could be the final play of the third quarter. And they'll have it on the 21-yard line. Prairie trying to get an extra lineman in there. Coming in, Derek Horak. Still 13 in the play clock for the Hawks. Looking over to the sideline. Now they all look at that wristband. Simonson in the backfield. Gansky along with him. Here's the direct snap. Oh, and a big hit applied right there. I think they'll give him the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be about it. And let's go down to Dennis before the end of the third quarter with an update. Dennis?
Guys, yeah, still over here on the Washington sideline, and it's kind of a mass unit over here working out cramps right now. The latest is Orion Vance is on the sidelines. He's working through some cramping issues. He's not on the field on defense right now, and that's one the Warriors can ill afford to lose, guys. So we'll keep our eyes on things down here back upstairs.
Meyer on the sweep, cut off, stretched out by Washington. And going down for a loss on the final play of the third quarter is Meyer, as he is going to lose three. We got a good one heading to the fourth. Number three, Washington, 21, and Prairie, 14. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back at John Wall Memorial Field, we start the fourth quarter. 21-14, Cedar Rapids, Washington over Cedar Rapids, Prairie. Hawks facing a third down and long, though. Third down and 12 to start the fourth quarter, deep in their own territory, back in their 19. We'll give you the third quarter numbers in a moment of this game.
Wash's defense right now, without Ben Nassif and Orion Vance out there, they're actually playing very inspired. They're trying to get the energy level for their team back up.
Zach Gansky to the right hip of Simonson. On third down, they'll send Meyer in motion, right to left. Off the fake, Simonson to throw, being pressured. Throws to the right side, intercepted by Nostal at the 36. Puts a move on at the 25, to the 20-yard line, and down at the Prairie 19. The pressure set up that interception. And Simonson, I think, is down.
Yeah, he is down. He's having a little trouble getting up because he got tomahawk chopped and whacked big time as soon as he let go of that ball. That was an ill-advised throw. He's going to be wishing he had that one back because there was no chance that that was going to be received by a guy wearing orange. He'd have been much smarter to just throw that into the track.
And Simonson going out, and Washington will have it.
Great field position.
Yep.
Inside the red zone, I believe.
At the 19 of Prairie. And with a 7-point lead, looking for more. I don't know. We must have had a penalty there afterwards. Or they're going to say Dostal. I didn't see a flag, so perhaps Dostal's knee hit at the 32, they were saying.
Well, this is a much different secondary coverage defensive scheme than we saw last night, Scott, out of Muscatine. This is why I always, as a defensive coordinator, enjoyed having somebody back there as a free safety that just could see the whole field, and when a ball was thrown up there like a lollipop, you could just go get it, and that's what Drew Dostal did on that interception.
So it'll be first down for Washington. They'll put it down at the 32, and now we do have a penalty flag. And officials stop the play here, Mr. Bontrager. And we'll go against Prairie for an offside. Lining up in the neutral zone for the Hawks. So they give the Warriors a free five. Total yardage after the third quarter, Washington 265 yards, Prairie 167 total yards. First and five after the encroachment penalty on Prairie. One receiver left, one to the right. Out of the eye. Nassif back in there, and he'll get it on the trap up the middle. He's got a first down. Carries a pile inside the 20. Still moving the feet and down to the 16-yard line.
Good news, Warrior fans. Your offensive line woke back up, and they just brutally pushed the Prairie Hawks 10 yards downfield.
Nassif with a big carry, and he might have the cramping issues again. Yep.
Poor Ben is down again, just begging anybody with a similar jersey nearby to come and push his toes down.
And just painful. Listening to High School Football, 1600 AM, the main gym. KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Look down on the Prairie sideline, Scott, and tell me what you see down there, too.
Cramping.
You've got guys laying down all over the place and with people pushing their feet down. We did not expect this with the lack of heat and humidity tonight, but man.
But like you said, you can't replicate this.
You can't. And the first game of every season, you think you're in great shape because of what you see your guys do in practice, but game shape and practice shape, I'm sorry, it's two different things. And it just does, it's counterintuitive. You shouldn't think that it would be that way, but it just is, and almost always it's that first or maybe even into the second week of the season.
So Nassif is up. He's walking off under his own power. 21-14 Washington, 11:42 to play here in quarter number four. Warriors, they will have the Kennedy Cougars next Friday night at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy falling last night, 29-25.
Should be an angry group of Cougars.
Yes. And, of course, the backstory, the two staffs that are well acquainted with one another. First and 10 at the 16 of Prairie. Hawks showing blitz. Kundi rolling to the right side. Has time. Throws in the right flat and almost intercepted. Tried to get it out of the backfield there. Not to Nassif, but to Malcolm. And Preston LaGrange almost came up with the interception.
And now we've got a Warrior going down with cramps out on the field. That's James Baugh.
He's back up already, and Orion Vance helping him on.
Dropping like flies on both sides.
And it'll be second down and 10. And once you get into the game situation, there's not really a whole lot you can do about it. You can't replenish the fluids that quickly.
Forget about drinking as much Gatorade as you can and having it stave it off because it's not going to have time to take effect.
Now Ian Thomas is in. If this isn't the biggest backfield in the state, I don't know what is. Quick out and the pass is caught, but then a quick tackle on Dostal right in his tracks at about the 15-yard line. That's catch number 5 for Drew Dostal for 91 yards and two picks. Or two touchdowns, I beg your pardon.
Haven't seen that wide receiver screen thrown to Dostal tonight, but the other receiver that was out there with him did not get his stock block in, so it was very easy to come up and make that one-on-one solo tackle.
Washington with a third down. Warriors 3-for-7 tonight on third down. They need the Prairie 6-yard line from the right hash at the 15. Long count. Kundi on play action. Being chased. Rolls to the right side. Short side. Hit as he throws. Goes for the end zone and overshot his man. Drew Dostal incomplete. And it'll be fourth down, and I think Andrew Hammer's going to come out.
Yeah, I think the Hammer's going to come down here. We're going to get a field goal attempt.
He's got a big leg.
He does.
He's a big guy.
And he doesn't kick the ball high, but he kicks it long and in a line drive fashion. So it's going to have to get it up above the Prairie defensive line, though, because he has the tendency to kick the ball low.
30-yard attempt, 31-yard attempt from the right hash mark. Out of the Kundi hold. Good snap. Placement made. Kick on its way. End over end. Plenty of distance. And no good. He hooked it. Almost was blocked. Preston LaGrange nearly got in there, John. But the 31-yard field goal is no good.
Plenty of height, plenty of length, but just off.
And Prairie dodges a bullet after the turnover. Deep in Warrior in the Hawk territory, I should say.
Wash just letting Prairie hang around here. 10:39 left in this game, and they're still, it's a one-possession game.
Washington up 21-14. Mentioned coming up next week as a pair of games on Friday night. No Thursday night game next week. We will be at Kingston, Kennedy and Wash. Alex Kuhn will be at Solon and Regina next week down in Iowa City, I believe. First down from the 20-yard line. Direct snap to Gansky. Hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. And a good job there. Got to get him first with Seth Semrau, the middle linebacker. And it'll be second down and 10. That direct snap has worked well in the first quarter, third quarter.
Yes, but they're going to the well once too often here, and Wash's defense is just, with they've seen it so many times here in the last couple of series that they're just lining up and teeing back. And we've got Prairie Hawks on the sideline laying down on their backs all over the place, getting crampage.
Same
related
thing,
relief.
Same thing for Wash. Double handoff. Meyer, little stutter move, coming to the right side. Slips through an opening, gets to the 25. McBride there. Orion Vance also there. The weak side All-State linebacker for the Warriors.
Good to see Vance and Nassif back on the defensive side of the ball here for Wash.
Meyer with 42 yards tonight on 12 carries. Gansky has 61 yards tonight. The Prairie running attack for head coach Mark Bliss. You didn't catch us early. Mark out all week. His father passed away on Sunday in Enid, Oklahoma. Went back home. Just got back today, this afternoon. And the assistants have done a good job. Down to one, down to zero. They didn't get the playoff.
Nope. Delay a game.
On third and four, and Prairie didn't get the playoff.
Boy, and there's no reason for that either, because those 25-second clocks are big and bright in both end zones for you to see.
9:09 remaining in the game, 21-14 Washington.
So third and four becomes third and nine, and that's a killer.
Just another good old intra-city slugfest, John.
Yeah, these two teams are... There's been some lulls in the action here on respective sides, but right now both these teams just hammering away at each other.
Going to get a Prairie timeout. We'll take one as well. 9:09 to play in the ball game. Washington 21, Prairie 14. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Third down and long coming up for Prairie, down by a touchdown. Here on their home field turf, third and nine, back on their own 21-yard line. Simonson, after being dinged on the last series, back in there. And they're going to go with that big full house look. Long count. Simonson up the middle to the 25. Going to be short, though, the first down by about 3 yards. Got to the 27. And Orion Vance there again. Orion Vance last year. How about these numbers? 82 solo tackles, 38 assists last year.
Yeah, that's why he's a first-team All-Stater, and Iowa State is anxious about getting his services. But I'm a little perplexed right now. Mark Bliss has got one of the most diverse playbooks that we've seen, and we just haven't seen much of it at all. We've seen about two different running plays, all of them being direct snaps to whoever the ball carrier is who just runs the ball right now.
I think Prairie's going to go for it. On their own 27 with 8:25 and the clock running.
Oh, man. This is gutsy right here.
Fourth down. Down to four in the play clock. They've got that full house look again. Simonson right up the middle. Fumble the football. Loose at the 31, and Wash has got it. Either way, it was going to be Wash ball. Braden Wright fell on it. They put the three big Huskies right in the front there. Tried to run behind him, and Wright came up with the fumble. That's turnover number four against Prairie.
Boy, I tell you what, that took some guts to make that call instead of punt the ball. And now you're giving it over to Wash again on an extremely short porch. You're on the 29-yard line of Prairie, so man, that was a huge gamble that just did not pay off. And as you said, the fourth turnover tonight for the Prairie Hawks. That's a recipe for, man, you can come back from that.
First and 10, Washington. Now the Warriors see if they go to that ground and pound now behind this big offensive line of Todd, Grubel, Sherman, Ault, and Potter. Warriors will go with that shotgun look. Connor Malcolm back in there at the tailback spot. He's been battling cramping issues tonight. He'll get it on the little inside handoff and nothing doing. Tossed down right in his tracks. And coming up with a stop, Jaden Goose.
Jaden Goose just, he's got such a nose for that ball in the backfield. Basically met the ball carrier Malcolm as the ball was being handed off.
We'll get a word with the winning coach coming up at the end of this one. 7:40 to go in the game. See if Wash uses a lot of that 25-second play clock. It's down to 14 here. Cundy with Malcolm to his right. Gets the shotgun snap, inside handoff to Malcolm. Starting up the middle, cut it right, and then got pushed ahead to the 25-yard line. And it's third down. And, again, another big play in this game. Huge play coming up.
Well, I'll bet you Andrew Hammer's over there just hoping that he gets a chance to redeem himself after that last miss at almost the exact same spot.
Going to go under 7 minutes here in the game. Washington up by seven, 21-14. One setback, Twins left, Twins right. Here is the quick slant, caught at the 15-yard line to the 10, to the 5, and Dostal down to about the 3. Every time Wash needs something, they go to Drew Dostal.
Yep, and he's the one that you – we talked about that in the pregame. He's the go-to man. He's a multi-sport competitor, standout in everything that he does. And when you've got to have something, that's who you go to. The thing about that slant pass, though, was that instead of getting punished as soon as he caught the ball, he delivered the shot on the secondary man for Prairie.
Over 100 yards in receptions for Dostal. First down and goal at the Prairie 5-yard line. Ball right hash mark. Inside handoff to Malcolm. Breaks one tackle. Slips his way down to about the 2, maybe inside the 2. And Wash has no problem with that. That takes another 30, 35 seconds off the game clock.
You bet. Offensive line doing a nice job of coming off low and hard there. Found their rhythm again.
Looking to the sidelines. Getting the play. Paul James, of course, upstairs. Frank Sherman, the one whistling those plays in. Play clock under 10. Game clock at 6:10. Again, shotgun to Brian Cundy. He'll get the snap off the fake. Coming to the left side. Breaks a tackle. Trying to get to the corner. Turns it. Got in for the touchdown. And took a shot there at the end.
Had to dodge a couple of defenders there, but did a good job of finding that orange end zone.
Kind of got caught right on the hip, and boy, those hurt.
Yeah, Cundy right back up, though, and moving, but we do have another Warrior down, and it is
Eric Eckhart.
As expected, it's a cramp issue again.
Absolutely. 2-yard touchdown run, though, and Washington with a little breathing room now at 27-14. As the Warriors get their fourth touchdown of the night.
It's a fake.
And they're going to go for 2, and the pass is intercepted.
Yeah, intercepted, but he cannot return it because it's an untimed down.
Yep, it's not like the college rule where you can try to get that 2-point, and that would have been a 2-pointer. So the extra point, 2-point try is no good.
Gavin Haugen picked that off and was headed for the end zone until the whistle stopped him. Good for him, though.
Hey, you can't do that. But, hey, why not?
That's right.
Go until they tell you you can. Right? So Washington up now. And a little breathing room for the Warriors.
Well, the turnovers have just killed Prairie here tonight. 4 of them, including the last 2 possessions, where they've just given the short porch to Wash, and they dodged the bullet on the hammer field goal miss, but now they're down 2 possessions, and we need to get one more point on the scoreboard, too.
No, that was no good.
Oh, that's right. That was not that one. So anyway, we're back to the situation of down 2 possessions. So Prairie's got to come out of their little running between the tackle shell, and they got to come up with some kind of a little more unpredictable type of offense that they can score quickly on here.
Hawks have only thrown 8 passes in this game tonight. So it'll be Hammer to kick it away for Washington. 27-14, the Warriors lead with 5:59 to play in the game. Trying to go to 1-0 and win their fourth straight against Prairie in this series. Here's the kick, Hammer, toe into it, and it'll come down at the 5-yard line. Angling right to the 10, Meyer, little stutter move, 20, 25, made a man miss, and then torn down as he gets about to the 30-yard line. James Baugh, backup tailback, special teamer brought him down. Bjornsson in there and for the Warriors. 25 yards on that return. And Prairie will have it on their own 30.
Big slobber knocker block by Broderick Bohr on that return.
We got an injured Hawk, and let's go down to Dennis on the far side over in the Washington sideline.
Guys, maybe the toughness award will go to quarterback Brian Cunday for the Warriors down here. He took a heck of a thump on that touchdown run. And over here on the sidelines, came off walking very gingerly on that left side, but not being tended to by the trainers. And what he was doing was going up and down and patting every offensive lineman on the head and saying, great job, guys, because it was really the Warrior linemen who flexed their muscles on that last touchdown, guys. We'll keep an eye on the condition, but I think we'll see Cunney back in the game. Back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And another Prairie Hawk with some cramping issues. Washington's had a ton of cramping issues. And that is Joe Meyer. He'll try to work that out. And that's a big part of the Prairie offense now that's on the sideline. So Gansky will line up next to Simonson. Hawks are going to go to that spread look here. Two receivers left and two to the right for Prairie. Simonson in the shotgun off the fake to throw. Going to go deep down the near sideline. Coming back for it. LaGrange went up in traffic and it's incomplete. Trading paint down there with Ty Johnson. And good no call, I think, by the officials.
Very fortunate for Prairie that that was not picked off, as there were three, count them, three white shirts with red helmets back there. Triple coverage that was thrown into.
Had a final on our South and North Gym game. City High beats Linmar tonight 26-6 down at Bates Field. Watch out for the Little Hawks.
That's right. You know, a lot of people have forgotten that they had a very good season last year and went a couple rounds into the playoffs, and they've just reloaded.
Second down and 10 from the 30-yard line, 5:45 to play. Warriors show blitz, and here they come with Vance. Picked up. Simonson throws low, caught on a dive for a short gain at about the 32-yard line. See who came up with that one. And coming up with the catch for Prairie was Dalton Rayner. His first catch of the night. Backup quarterback, and that goes for two, and it'll be third down coming up for the Hawks. Clock continues to roll, though. We're down to 5:15 to play in the game. Trips to the right side for Prairie. Usher to the left, and we got movement on both sides. Usually means the offense.
Yeah, I think you're going to probably see this go against Prairie. Well, in your opening game interview with Mark Bliss, Scott, he said that the key to the game tonight was to minimize mistakes, and that just didn't happen tonight. They've had multiple penalties here in the second half to go along with the four turnovers. This isn't going to be a fun game for the Hawks to break down.
And yet we're still in it.
And that's still there within two possessions of getting back into this game, but we're going under 5 minutes now on the clock, and it's running.
Prairie with third down and 12 after the 5-yard markoff. They'll send three receivers right, one to the left, shotgun to Simonson, being chased, being caught, being thrown down by Rain Weiland. And Weiland, his second sack of the night. Weiland had seven last year, if you recall.
Simonson just running for his life, basically, on that pass attempt. And if Weiland hadn't gotten him, there was another Warrior right on his heels that was licking his chops, too.
This time Washington is going to punt it away, or excuse me, Prairie will punt it away. Did not do that last time, did not work for the Hawks.
Well, that offensive series for Prairie is going to be a minus 20 yards.
Usher to punt, low snap, rush coming, got it away. High kick, pretty good kick. Dostal at the 47, comes to the 50, tries to sidestep one, couldn't do it, and down he goes. And that'll be a 35-yard Levi Usher punt and a 3-yard return. Both these teams stay in the Metro next week. Wash Kennedy and right here at John Wall. Past the Kolach.
The Kolach Bowl. That's right. Southwest side's going to bring out the Kolaches and renew the annual.
Absolutely. Well, it should be an annual.
That's right. There were a few years there that Jeff and Prairie didn't play.
They did not play.
Which is a crime, but.
But next week, it'll be the annual Jeff Prairie game. We wish it was an annual, but Jeff lost tonight to Pleasant Valley. We'll get a report on that one from Randy Krejci coming up during the KGYM scoreboard show. 3:52 to play. Warriors with Cundy in the shotgun. He's back in there. Handoff to Connor Malcolm. Upended after a gain of a couple. Zach Gansky, who's gone both ways tonight. He's done a good job. Connor Malcolm's done a nice job tonight for Washington. A
lot of players going both ways for each of these teams, and they've really done a nice job. But maybe the winner tonight is the cramping.
3.5 to play. Clock continues to run. I imagine that Brian Cundy will let this get all the way down to single digits. Nope, he didn't. Cundy going to throw the quick out, and it's maybe a lateral.
Well, I'm not sure I understand that play. And first of all, why are you passing? And secondly, why is that even close to being a lateral?
Well, I think the Warriors got a break there because that, from our vantage point, looked to be about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
I think that was easily a lateral, but it did go out of bounds, so.
Would have been Washington ball.
You want to keep that clock running right now with the two-possession lead for Wash.
So a third down for the Warriors, 3rd and 7. Clock stopped, 3:16 to play, but Jorgensen coming to the left side. Malcolm stays in as the tailback. On the left hip of Cundy, here comes the blitz. Inside handoff, they run right to the blitz, and Malcolm got good yardage, about 6 to the 42-yard line, but it's going to be 4th and about 3. Boy, you love when you guess right, and Prairie's going to use a timeout here when you run right at where the blitzer came from. We'll take a timeout as well. 3:03 to play in the ball game. It's Washington 27 and Prairie 14. Back in a minute on KGYM.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-275-2596. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-2596 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, pension, savings, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 1-800-275-2596 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 1-800-275-2596.
Warriors will punt. Nope, Dostal in punt formation took off, lowers the head, and he's got the first down to put the clamps on things more than likely here tonight. Tough run by Drew Dostal.
And there's several reasons that that should not have gone for the first down, but think of the name that you're calling there and you understand why.
Well, Alfonso Soco last night was the difference of the game. Difference of this game has been Drew Dostal. And really, and you can make a case Brian Cundy as well. He's thrown a good passes tonight.
Yeah, kudos to Cundy for sure. But Dostal also has got some defensive prowess. He's got a pick on the defensive side of the ball, and in addition to special teams chores. I mean, he just does it all for him.
Now the Warriors are going to let that clock tick all the way down. 2:35 to play in the game. Down to 10 on the play clock. Down to two, down to one, and the handoff to Malcolm, wrapping it up with both hands. Going to lose a yard, though, as Prairie was riding in there. Let's see if the Hawks take a timeout. They have one remaining. That is it. Zach Gansky on the stop. As Washington's going to get a well-earned win tonight.
Well, it's not going to be without difficulty, that's for certain. This has been a very game Prairie team that came out here to try and defend their home turf to open up this season.
Warriors back to the eye. Nine in the box for Prairie. Hand off to Orion Vance to the corner, running to the 35, runs over a couple and gets down to about the 32-yard line.
You can just tell he's enjoying running that ball.
Yes, he is.
And he knows that he's a load to bring down. He just enjoys punishing people. You know, this is a guy that prides himself in being a tackler and a defensive standout, but when he can unload on you and know that he's got the pigskin cradled in between his elbows, I mean, he's having fun doling out the punishment on offense instead.
Down to 108 to play. Third down, four for the Warriors, short four. Vance stays in the backfield, and I bet he gets it again. Same play, this time left side. Gets submarine, but he's got the first down. And that will be the game. Another final. Solon has won for the 15th straight year. 26-21 over Mount Vernon. And Kevin Miller is going to join Jeff Downing coming up on the scoreboard show as we go under a minute to play in the game. As the Warriors are going to get their season off to a good start, they go into victory formation here behind Brian Cundy. He'll just take the snap, use up all the play clock, and drop to an E. And a tough week for Prairie football, but they accounted themselves well tonight, and Washington beat a pretty good team.
Yes, and remember, it's a non-district game, so it doesn't have any bearing on what you're going to be able to do in terms of controlling your playoff destiny.
Absolutely, and I don't think Washington's going to have to run another play. As the teams head to their sidelines, and that's going to do it. The third-rated Washington Warriors. With the win tonight to open up the season, Washington 27, Cedar Rapids Prairie 14. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the postgame from John Wall Field after this here on KGYM.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
You know, Golic, other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilots.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. We're going to get a word from head coach Paul James. Washington, a 27-14 win tonight as the Warriors defeat Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Washington players having their huddle at about the 40-yard line as the Warriors will talk things over with Paul James. Prairie will talk things over as well with head coach Mark Bliss. And Dennis Canuck will talk with Paul James coming up here in just a couple moments after the Warriors break the huddle. And good start for both teams, John. They both scored in their opening possessions of the season. And Drew Dostal and Brian Cundy, that combination, that was a difference.
It's a very, very good Washington team, and I don't think they even began to hit their potential or their stride tonight. Paul James is going to take this win, salt it away, feel good about coming away with the victory, but they're going to look at this game tape and they're going to learn so much that they can improve upon. They're going to be an infinitely better team when they take the field next week against Kennedy, as will the Cougars. Prairie, right now, they need to get back to what their identity is, because right now offensively tonight they showed spurts of it, but they didn't really show that they have the confidence in who they are. They didn't execute. They had a couple of series where they came off the ball well and did what they wanted to do, but overall in terms of playing a 48-minute game tonight, they just didn't do it. And it's almost a little eerily foreshadowed tonight in your pregame remarks with Mark Bliss. He said, key to the game is we got to have no mistakes, and they had four different turnovers where they just handed the ball to Wash, especially late in the game when they were still within striking distance, to give Wash the short porch inside their own 40-yard line twice at that juncture of the game. I mean, that's just a recipe for not giving yourself a chance, and yet they were still there. So there's good things on the horizon for these Prairie Hawks, to be sure. They need to regroup, learn from their mistakes, and get after the Kolach Bowl and get a win against Jeff next week, and they're going to have a fine season, too.
Yeah, they're going to be two teams that are going to be pretty hungry coming here next week.
No doubt about it.
With Jeff and Prairie, and that should be fun. We'll have Wash Kennedy next week, South Jim, Regina, and Solon. And, hey, Regina might start season 0-2.
That's almost criminal to suggest that it could happen, but it's possible.
Well, let's get, as soon as Dennis gets Paul James, we will throw it down to him coming up. And we can get a few stats. As I say that, Warriors are going to break the huddle. That's all it took was me just to say that. So then we will get a word with head coach Paul James. As soon as Dennis has him tracked down, he will let us know here.
And for those of you that have been missing the player interviews, DK Dennis Knox, one of his prowesses is being able to get a couple of key players in the game. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get to hear from Drew Dostal.
Yeah, absolutely. And just let me know, Dennis, when you are ready. And we can throw it down to you. We got the scoreboard show waiting in the wings on deck. All right, we're about ready. Let's go down on the field to Dennis Canuck.
All right, guys, we are down on the field here, and we have a victorious Warrior crew. We got Coach Paul James. Coach, we'll start with you. As you told your ball club when you got him in the huddle there, tough game. They gave you a good fight, and I know you gave a lot of credit to the offensive line, especially in the second half, but your thoughts on the game as a whole?
Yeah, I thought the first half we came out and did a lot of good things. You know, the defense rebounded after that first score, and you know, appeared to play pretty well, and then we got a little complacent, but penalties really hurt us. We had some things going offensively, and then we had some penalties, and you just can't do that, and then it puts the defense sometimes in a tough position. But when we had our backs to the wall, you know, we came out and pushed it in and got a touchdown, and then we got key first downs late in the game, you know, to run the clock out. So, you know, for our offensive line there, Drew Dostal on that fourth down fake punt, and Orion getting in there at fullback and carrying the load a little bit. And Chucky was fighting Malcolm, call him Chucky. He was fighting through some cramps and stuff. And
well, we'll talk about that for a minute because that turned out to be a key component for both teams in the second half. Something both teams were fighting, that was cramping. It was kind of turning into a mash unit over here on the sidelines as a lot of players were over here working out cramps. Something you expect in the first game of the year, and I know it's a conditioning thing, it's a hydration thing, but on a night like tonight, you may not expect it as much, but certainly something that your team had to work through and overcome.
Exactly. You really don't expect on a night like tonight. It's a beautiful night to play. But, you know, whether it was the hot locker room we were in at halftime, maybe we should have stayed outside. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we'll look at that. And yeah, we were shuttling people around, and the type of offense we were running was based on what healthy bodies we had to work with. And so it wasn't necessarily what we wanted to do, but it's what we ended up having to do.
And a great game nonetheless, and always good no matter what the circumstances are to win the opener. And I know you got a lot of things to build on, obviously, through 9 weeks of regular season play, but you had to be pretty happy with coming over here to a packed crowd, to a team that you admittedly said you didn't know a lot about because they throw a lot of things at you, including the kitchen sink. So overall, you got to be pretty satisfied.
Yeah, we are, and we'll just work to improve in week two. That's the main thing. Look at some film and cut down our mistakes and keep getting better.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for your time. It's good to see us. I guess we're both back out here. A little reunion tour going on.
Exactly.
Thank you, Coach. Drew Dostal is joining us also. And, Drew, man, I'll tell you, you had quite a night out there. A couple of touchdown catches, an interception, fake punt that really sealed the deal for the Warriors. And they used you a lot. They put you in isolation. They put you in slants. But it seemed like everything that you did tonight came up gold for you guys.
Yeah, I was just trying to help the juniors out. It's their first game and, you know, nerves. So I was just trying to help Cundy back there be a security blanket for him.
And speaking of him, Brian Cundy did a great job tonight, delivered some great throws your way, really kept control of the game throughout the night in his first start, showed a lot of leadership on your part or Ryan Vance's part, especially in the second half when you guys were dealing with cramping and issues like that, and shuttling a lot of players in and out and a lot of different personnel looks out there, and you guys showed a lot of leadership. Were you expecting to be used as much as you were in the wide receiver spot, or was that something that just the flow of the game dictated?
I think it was more the flow of the game. We were trying to get people in, but cramps held them out, and I was just able to stay away from those cramps. So,
well, young man, you had a great week one and got this Warrior team off to a great start. We wish you luck going forward, and tremendous job tonight.
Thank you.
There you go, guys. Drew Dostal and Coach, victorious Coach Paul James down here. And as he said, as Coach James said, it was an absolutely gorgeous night for football down here. But, boy, that cramping situation sure became a battle for players and personnel throughout the second half. But the Warrior team victorious and put on a great display, especially in the second half. So we will send it back up to you from a late night down here on John Wall Field. But we held off the rain, and it's a good thing for all of us, especially those of us down here. So, guys, we'll send it back to you and complete week one, and we look forward to several more weeks of great football. Back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And thanks to Paul James, and thanks as well to Drew Dostal. Let's take a look at the final stats, unofficial stats that we have. Washington, 332 yards, 171 for the Prairie Hawks. Washington, pretty balanced, 192 through the air, 140 on the ground. Brian Cundy tonight, 10 of 20, 192 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception in the game. Drew Dostal, you just heard from him a little bit ago, six receptions, 111 yards, and he had two touchdowns tonight. Orion Vance with two catches. They were big catches, too, for 64 yards in the ball game. A catch apiece for Bjornson and also for Smith Allen. On the ground, Chucky, Connor Malcolm, 15 carries, 60 yards. Orion Vance chugged it five times for 46 yards. Nine carries, 25 yards for Baugh. Nassif, he was battling the cramping issues. Two carries for 14 yards. Dostal carried it on the fake punt. He got the first down at the end, going for 4 yards. Washington, 14 first downs, four penalties for a total tonight of 40 yards, three sacks, and one turnover. For the Prairie Hawks tonight, 171 total yards, 72 on the ground, 99 through the air. Dakota Simonson is 4 out of 8 for 71 yards, one touchdown, and he threw two interceptions. Meyer was 1 for 2 tonight as well with a 28-yard reception. Two catches for Meyer as well for 29 yards in the ball game. Catch a piece for the quarterback, Simonson, on that first drive, that touchdown drive. Levi Usher caught a 40-yard touchdown pass, and Rayner caught one for two. On the ground, Zach Gansky, 13 carries, 61 yards. Joe Meyer carried it 12 times for 42 yards tonight for the Hawks. Nine first downs for Prairie. Prairie was penalized seven times in the ball game for 45 yards. They had two sacks, but four turnovers. That really spelled doom for the Hawks, and you take a look, and three of the miscues turned right into Washington scores, and that was a big part of the game. Third down conversions, Washington was 5 of 10, 50%. Prairie was 3 out of 7. Time of possession in the game, Washington held an advantage 26 minutes, 9 seconds to 21 minutes, 51 seconds for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And it adds up to a 27-14 Washington win. I think the Warriors, this was just a bring your lunch pail to work, blue collar type of night for Washington.
The mission accomplished for Washington, to be sure. But these are both good teams, and they're going to have fine seasons, Scott.
I would agree. No doubt about that. Warriors, we'll see them next Friday night. They will be at Kingston, and they will be the home team that night. They will take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars will have an extra day, if you will, to prepare and get ready for that game. If it means something, we shall see. And Prairie will play Jefferson. Both teams 0-1, and that will be in the Kolach Bowl right back here at John Wall Field next week.
Well, a couple of great non-district games, inner-city rivalries, and, you know, throwing it out the record books and throw out all the other things that you might consider, because when those four teams kind of get together for the respective rivalries, anything can happen.
Absolutely, and looking forward to bringing you that. Looking forward to bringing you the scoreboard show, and that's coming up right now with Jeff Downing and Zach Johnson, a cast of thousands back at the studio. They're going to give you scores from around the area, from around the state. Getting a little bit of a late start tonight. They're going to go till 11:15. We're going to hear from Kevin Miller, the head coach of the Solon Spartans, and a whole lot more. So that will be coming up next for you right here on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Thanks to Rocky Bennett, his entire staff out here at Prairie for all their help. Big thanks to both Eric Hansen and for Jeff Downing back in the studios. And for Dennis Canock, for John Hingerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. You've been listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Final score of this Class 4A non-district game tonight. A Metro battle goes to third-rated Washington as the Warriors defeat Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight, 27-14. And so long from John Wall Memorial Field.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
The Friday night games are in the book, and it's time to find out tonight's winners. It's the J.D. Byrider Scoreboard Show here on KGYM. All the